It's time now for Northview Football. This game being brought to you by Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the community. And by York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. You are. Now it's time for Northview Football.
Good evening and welcome to WIC crossover championship game here at Trafalgar, Indiana. I'm Brad Wallace. Alongside of me, Jacob Harden, off of a volleyball excursion we done last night down at Owen Valley as the Lady Knights season come to an end as they lost 3-0 to the Owen Valley Patriots. And tonight, Jacob, we're inside a press box far as south as we've been so far. We're 34 miles south of the Indianapolis Airport, 67 miles southeast of Brazil, and it's a nice night, beautiful night for football.
You bet. It's crisp, 58 degrees here in Trafalgar, Indiana.
You got it.
I tell you what, man, Championship Friday. This is what Coach Rates has chimed in plenty of times. This is the first goal for these guys, is to win this WIC.
Outright.
But I tell you what, it's not going to be easy.
Nope.
It's not going to be easy. This Indian Creek team is an absolute monstrous team, and it's going to be a good game. I'm excited.
Both teams come in undefeated in the conference. The Braves are 4-0. The Knights are 5-0. The Knights have 5 in the West Division. There's five teams in the East Division and 6 teams in the West Division. So the Knights come in with a 5-0 conference record, 6-2 overall. And the Indian Creek Braves come in with a 6-2 record as well, 4-0 in the conference. Jacob, looking down through here for the competition as far as tonight goes, the Knights have something in their favor that they haven't had much of coming into. We're out passing a team. We're rushing right with them. We've got, points per game. We're right there with them. This, on paper, looks like it's going to be a draw.
Oh, most definitely. I think it's going to come down to, which team's defense comes ready to play tonight, because both of these teams of late have had electric offenses. So I really see it as a defensive game. Who's going to stop who? Obviously, you need to score more than the other team to win, but which team is going to make it harder on the other to do that? And I really think that's going to be the icing on the cake for the eventual WIC champion.
Yeah, some people's got it listed as a high-scoring affair. Others got it listed as a low-scoring affair. And it's football and it's adolescent, so you never know. So we're going to take our first commercial break. We'll be back. We'll get you set here with a little bit of last week's coverage. We'll get you up to speed of where the Knights are at as far as the schedule going forward. And we'll get you set here for kickoff. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County REMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast from Indian Creek High School. I'm Brad Wallace. Alongside me, Jacob Harden. Jacob, it's going to be a bash of Knights and Braves. We've had this in the scrimmage against the Terre Haute South Braves. Now we actually get it in the conference championship. The Eastern Side champion, 4-0 Indian Creek Braves, taking on our Knights, who are 5-0, and the Western champs. This crossover matchup has been something. Last year, the Knights won it at home. You know, Indian Creek's wanting to do the same thing. They're wanting to revenge that loss and reverse it tonight and pick up the win here at home.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's everybody's goal to win the conference. And, you know, these two teams have been at the top of the respective sides here the past few years. And it's going to be an awesome game to watch, because you know that both coaches, Coach Cooper and Coach Rates, from the respective sides, they're going to have their guys ready to go. And it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be exactly what the WIC is. What we've talked about it all year is a bunch of scrappy kids playing the game hard and playing the game the right way.
Yep, and talking a little bit about the Indian Creek Braves, they're led by quarterback Roman Purcell. The kid is an outstanding athlete. They got him listed as 6'1", 205. I was watching him warm up. Boy, he can move. Talking to Coach Rates before the game, he said on film and, you know, personally seeing it, fastest kid we've seen so far this season, probably the fastest we've seen in the WIC for a very long time. I've been told he was a transfer in. He come from Warren Central in Indianapolis, and you know that was a hard fought playing there at Warren Central, as that's a big, you know, criminal powerhouse here in Indiana.
Oh yeah, I guarantee you, Indian Creek is more than happy to have Mr. Purcell come over here and be their quarterback. And yeah, I agree with you. I've heard nothing but great things about the kid. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with. But if anybody can stop him, Brad, it's our Dynamite defense. And I'm excited to watch that unfold tonight.
That's right. The Dynamite defense led by none other than the Zach Attack, Zach Calandrilla, and the mean green guy on the outside, Elias Gordon. You know, I was talking to Elias the other night there at the high school, and he said, it's amazing to play with the kids on this team. He said, it's just simply amazing. He said, it's a brotherhood. You watched the news broadcast the other night. I'm not sure if it was 2 or 10 or who it was, but they interviewed him, and he said, we're brothers, you know. And it took a while to get here, but this Northview team coming out, you know, with two losses right off the get-go to Terre Haute North and Evansville Memorial, it really changed this whole team.
Oh, yeah. Like you said at the very, very beginning of the year, is, yeah, those first two games matter. But you got to have the retrospective. You know, those are the preseason games for us to get ready and get ready for this tough conference. And that's exactly what these Knights did. It's exactly what they needed to do, was learn from their mistakes early on, because early on isn't what's going to win you championships. Being hot at the last minute is what's going to win you championships. And Northview is in that position that they've had so far a perfect WIC record, just as Indian Creek has. But they're coming in with a steamroll of momentum, and it's going to be fun to watch this clash tonight.
And speaking of that, the steamroll took effect in week number 3. The Knights got the WIC Western Championship by beating Sullivan 28-7 on the road at Sullivan. Then we welcomed West Vigo to Northview for week number 4 as we beat the Vikings 27-6. Then we traveled to North Putnam. What a game at North Putnam. 35-21 at halftime, and the Knights come back and beat them 50-35, where the Dynamite defense led by Braxton Sampson's two interceptions, you know, set that game up. Then we come back home for Greencastle, and, you know, Greencastle scored more than I thought they would. It was 49-26. The last two touchdowns come against our firecracker defense, you know, our future defense, and you know, we picked up that win 49-26, and that game was led by Keegan Garrison. That was why, you know, when he went off, rushed for over 100 yards, threw for 100 yards, and had an outstanding game. And then South Putnam, you know, that was the fifth game of the WIC with South Putnam, and, you know, it was cold and rainy and nasty. We was in that little bitty press box. Wasn't much of a football game, and the Knights won that one 47-7. And that brings us to Indian Creek, who has had a similar road. Indian Creek, the Braves, started out with two losses to start their year. They lost to Evansville Modern Day 49-14 and Greenwood 41-6. Then they got the ball rolling against Owen Valley, beating Owen Valley 52-0. At Brown County, 42-14, picking up the win. Triton Central 21-13 in a non-conference game. Then they faced Edgewood at home 56-20, the win for the Braves. Indianapolis Manual come to town, and they beat Manual 57-8. Manual, a strong 3A program. Then they went to Cloverdale last week and beat the Clovers 58-6, and they played in the same conditions we set through with the Knights, rainy and cold. Last week in that game at Cloverdale, the stud quarterback, Roman Purcell, rushed for 246 yards.
Yeah, Roman is definitely at the top of the hit list for this defense of ours, the dynamite defense. And, you know, in the practice plans all week, the boys have been they've had more time to practice this week with, you know, school being out for fall break. So, you know, they've been in there early morning getting their stuff done. But you know that stopping Purcell was their main point of focus during practice. And I guarantee you Coach Rates has them ready to do their best to stop them because it's not going to be easy.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back, and I'll tell you what the senior coach Reid said about Roman Purcell. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Indian Creek High School. The Northview Knights taking on the Indian Creek Braves for the WIC Championship. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob Harden. Jacob, beautiful night here. Great drive down south. Beautiful scenery. Not a cloud in the sky. Little jet lag up in the sky. That's about it. But the sun's bright, and we're not looking into it tonight.
You got that right. It's an absolute beautiful night. I wish I was out there right now with those boys because, man, this is what fall's all about right here. This is what Friday Night Lights is all about. Lights turned on. This championship game is more, you know, it's ready than it'll ever be, and it's going to be so exciting, and I'm glad I get to take it in with you, Brad.
Yep, and the good thing is it's going to set us up. We're going to travel next week to Jasper, Indiana, and take on the Jasper Wildcats in game number one of the sectional. Great draw for the Knights. You know, I'd like to have seen it at home, but we go down there and win at Jasper, and then we'll come back to host a game for the following week, the first week of November. Speaking of boys of fall, here they come. Here comes the Northview Knights, led by Coach Mark Rates. Coach Mark Rates and his father, Dennis. I had the opportunity to chat with Dennis before the game, and I said, Coach, what's it going to take to win this football game? He said, contain Purcell. You know, he said, there's nothing else we can do. Contain Purcell and keep Connor Fruits, you know, keep him in check as well because he, you know, he does a little bit of running up the middle. But Connor isn't the stud that Roman Purcell is. Roman Purcell, you know, we can't talk as much about him. Hopefully we're going to say his name more in the pregame than we do through the whole game, but he is the real deal. I asked him, I said, what do you got to do? He said, we got to play our gaps. Can't blitz a lot, and when we do blitz, we got to make the right call on the blitz. We've got to read their set, and he said, you know, it's breaking down game film. You got to see where you're at, and he said, we've got to gamble. It's just, you know, he's done it for years. He knows what he's talking about, but you got to make a gamble that you make the right call. So tonight's key is Roman Purcell, number 8, the senior quarterback, keeping him in check. And here comes the Braves of Indian Creek out onto the field. Not a big crowd on hand as I thought it would for this nice WIC championship game. And the temperature outside isn't that brutal. It isn't that bad. I'm showing it 63 degrees.
Yeah, I think everybody just wanted to stay home so they could listen to us, honestly, Brad.
I hope
probably
so.
Why. Well, but, I mean, they're missing out here too. I'm not.
We've got probably 35 to 50 fans over there for the Knights, and we've still got about 5 minutes here before kickoff, 6 minutes. But Jacob, one of the keys I see tonight is Zach Calandrilla and Bowen Bussing. Those two seniors, they want to be the WIC champs, a repeat here, and they want to do something they haven't done all year, and that's come in here and dominate. They've played hard. I talked to Bowen. I talked to him. You know, they've played. They both want to be player of the game. They both want to show us that they're the studs they are. And the Bowen Bussing, we've seen him getting his wheels taped up there before the game. You know, he's due for an outbreak, and tonight let's hope he can be the guy that puts Purcell in check.
I'd love to see it.
All right, next week, Jasper, big news flash. We're going to do a tailgate. We're going to do a 7 to 720. We're going to do a tailgate broadcast. So we'll give you more details on that. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back with the kickoff. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Whether buying or selling property, Darla Campbell at Hometown Realty is the one to call. Darla Campbell has over 40 years of real estate experience throughout the Wabash Valley. Darla Campbell can make your transaction positive and productive. Call Darla at 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com to see what properties are available. Contact Darla to discuss selling your home or property. Either way, Darla Campbell is here to help. 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Trafalgar, Indiana, at Indian Creek High School as the Northview Knights make the road travel south to take on the Braves. The Braves wearing the red home jerseys trimmed in white and blue, the red, white, and blue of the Braves. The Knights wearing the road white jerseys, gray pants, maroon numbers. And, boy, do they shine out there. And let's hope these shiny helmets and the dynamite defense and everything can just explode like them fireworks after the national anthem.
You bet. I tell you what a sight is, Brad. It just makes me feel awesome is seeing that red, white, and blue sway in this Hoosier wind.
Yep.
I tell you what, it's time for a championship game. And the energy in me is ready to go. And I guarantee you the energy is 10 times higher for that Northview team.
Captains for the Knights tonight, Corbin Allen, Zach Calandrilla, Keegan Garrison, and Bowen Bussing, the bus. Well, one thing that I do see here tonight that I, you know, haven't seen all season, they don't have a band here at Indian Creek. No band members for a football game. So no band tonight. It's going to be a little different. Had the national anthem was played, a quartet version. Sorry we didn't get that on the air. We wasn't prepared for it. They played it earlier than the three-minute whistle. So both teams break the huddle out on the field, and we're going to get ready for some football. And it looks like the Knights are going to defer to the second half, and we're going to be kicking off to the Braves of Indian Creek. Jacob, it's nighttime.
Yes, sir.
It's time for the Knights to shine as let's get this WIC championship set up. No, I take that back. We're receiving. We're receiving. I got the officials. They must have switched sides here before he give his hand signals out. So Indian Creek won the toss, deferred, and the Knights are going to receive, and we are going to be running east to west.
Yeah. I tell you, I could be wrong, but it seems like darn near every game this season we've had to get the ball. I don't know if whoever's calling heads or tails is just getting them wrong or if that's just what we prefer. Yeah. I would say most teams prefer to get the ball at halftime.
Maybe they do,
But, hey, you can look at it here. I mean, just like being the away team in baseball, you get to score first.
Yep, and back for the Knights to score first is Zach Brown, the Zach Brown band wearing number 31 and number 26. He's four-quarter Corbin Allen. Corbin's been a stud so far this year. We'll see how he stacks up and how many yards he can pile up tonight. Kicking off for the Braves, number 18, that's Avery Schaub. And the kick's up and away. It's going to be a squib kick. Parker Jordan's going to get it at the 35. He's up to the 37, and he's hit by a host of Braves and falls forward to about the 39, and the Knights are going to have it first and 10 from the 39-yard line.
I'm excited to see Keegan Garrison work tonight. I've been impressed with a lot of these Knights. He is the one I've been most impressed with because he's grown up in front of our eyes this year. He had to play behind Trey Shaw, who's arguably one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in Northview history. And
Went to school there with a kid named Johnny Batchelor that was a pretty good stud, but he didn't have nothing to go with him.
Ah, I got you. Well, recent memory, though. But it's awesome to see Keegan in form, and he's comfortable as ever.
Here we go. Trips right. Keegan in the pistol. Lined up behind him is Corbin Allen. It's going to be a handoff right side to Allen. He breaks up to the 40, the 45, the 50, and that's a first down, Northview. Corbin Allen picks up 12 yards, and that's a Knight's first down. That's what we like to see. We like to see the bowling ball get rolling right down the lane. Let's get that lane lubed up, and let's bounce in and out of these red, white, and blue jerseys tonight, Corbin. Knights break the huddle. Two receivers left this time. Elias Gordon's going to stay in the backfield to the left side of Keegan Garrison. To the right's Corbin Allen, shotgun formation. Garrison takes a snap by Falk, hands it off to Allen to the left side. Lead blocker by Elias Gordon. He's going to pick up about five where he's tackled. They're going to mark him down at the 46, so a pickup of four for Corbin Allen. So far, 16 yards on the ground for Corbin, and that's going to make it second down and six.
Not a bad start for the old stud four-quarter Corbin.
For the Knights, no changes at offensive line. You've got Landon Falk, the sophomore center. You've got 53, Zach Calandrilla to his left, and Bowen Bussing is a left tackle. To the right side, you got Colton McKee, the sophomore, and to the end, you've got that Harden boy, that kid you know.
Yes, sir.
Here goes a snap, and Keegan's going to keep it himself left side. He gets up, picks up about 4 yards, maybe five, falls forward. He's going to be tackled at the 41-yard line. Pickup of five, and that's going to make it third and one. Nice run there by Garrison. So it's third down for the Knights. Dylan Zinko is the right tackle for the Knights. He's a cousin here to Jacob.
Yep.
And then you've got tight ends. You've got 34. That's Noah Miner and Elias Gordon, number 12 receivers. You got the Zach Brown band and Josh Wright. Two receivers left. Elias goes in motion. Garrison takes snap, hands it off to Allen left side. Breaks a tackle. He's at the 20, or the 35 and up to the 30. That's going to be a pickup of 12, and that's enough for a Knights first down. Corbin is rolling.
It's like a lightning bolt going across the field, Brad.
28 yards so far for Allen, and in just 2 minutes, and the Knights full steam ahead. Well, the Knights break the huddle. And it's same set. Two receivers to the right. Elias in the slot, and he goes in motion. Hand off to Corbin. Left side again. We're just beating up that left side and pick up of another. It's going to be plus five for Corbin again. So we found a weakness here to the left side. Let's see if Indian Creek, if Coach Brett Cooper can make some adjustments here. And that's going to make it second down and five for the Northview Knights.
Yeah, Corbin coming out of the gate, absolutely fiery. Keep going to him.
The bus, Bowen Bussing over there with a nice lead blocking, setting a hole, and you've got Zach Calandrilla pulling out, and he bounces that end out. And then you got Elias coming up and picking up the linebacker. Now we got a total shift. Here we go. Going to have two receivers to the right, tight end to the right. Elias to the right side of Garrison, Allen to the left. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Garrison calls his own number, makes a good spin move, picks up about three, and that's going to make it third down and two. Plus three for Garrison. So far on this drive, Keegan Garrison now with 8 yards. Corbin Allen picking up the rest. Corbin Allen with 33 yards so far in this drive.
Yeah, the old bread and butter of Keegan Corb, man. They're just going back and forth and trying to show each other up, I think.
And, you know, Elias Gordon yet to carry the football. He's a deadly receiver out of the backfield, yet to carry the ball. And I look for tonight to see him carried a couple times, but we're saving that, I'm sure, to postseason.
Yep.
Garrison hands it off up the middle to Allen. Zach Calandrilla with a nice lead block. Corbin breaks a tackle. He gets up to the 15-yard line. Pickup of six. First down for the Knights. Plus six for Allen. 35 on the tackle for the Braves. That's James Kelly. Got to give a little love to this home team, but right now their tackling's been a little scarce as Corbin Allen's spinning. He's jabbing. He's driving right through them. And, folks, if you're not over there listening to us, if you're home listening or you're on the road listening, Corbin Allen is putting on a running clinic tonight. In motion, Zach Brown. Two receivers left, tight end. Corbin's going to be a lead blocker. Garrison keeps it himself. Garrison with a hard hit, and he's tackled for a gain of 3. That's plus 3 for Garrison. Tackled by 28 for Jordan Gorman for the Braves, and that's going to make it 2nd-and-7 for the Northview Knights. 7:21 to go in the first quarter on your Great Dane scoreboard. Can't do this without our sponsors. Got to thank Riddell National Bank. You're not number one. You're our neighbor. Also like to thank a new sponsor, Darla Campbell of Hometown Realty of Brazil. Experience matters at Hometown Realty. Knights break the huddle. Two receivers to the right. Gordon in the slot. Gordon goes in motion. Hand off to Corbin Allen. Left side, Elias with the lead block. Corbin, not much there. Going to pick up 1. That's his shortest gain. That's going to make it 3rd-and-6. Well, they give him 2, so 2 for Corbin. Corbin Allen, the carry, brought down by 52, Avery Witten.
Good adjustments by the Brave defense right there, shutting down those last two runs and not letting them escalate as well as we have previously.
Right. Like to also thank, coming on board for tonight, Lynn's Pharmacy, our hometown pharmacy in downtown Brazil. Visit Lynn's Pharmacy. Same format, same motion. Here goes Gordon. Garrison fakes it. Going to throw it deep. He's got a wide open Elias Gordon. Touchdown, Northview. Elias Gordon with 11-yard pitch and catch from Keegan Garrison. Touchdown, Knights.
Absolute dime piece to the corner of the end zone right there. Love to see it.
Set up well by the play action. Touchdown for Gordon. And on to kick is our favorite player, Stephen Thomas. Stephen Thomas comes on. Elias gets the duties of the long snap, and Dylan White, the sophomore defensive back, backup quarterback to hold. The snap, the spot, the kick, and it's good. On your Great Dane scoreboard tonight, 7, Indian Creek Braves 0. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Indian Creek High School. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights just put up 8 points on 11-yard pitch and catch from Garrison to Elias Gordon. And Stephen Thomas, the kickoff, is going to be taken about the goal line and ran back to the 37-yard line by number 28. That was Jordan Gorman, the junior. So Indian Creek will have the ball 1st-and-10 from the 37. Let's see what kind of defense comes out here for the Knights tonight. Let's hope it's the dynamite one, and let's hope we've got a plan to shut down Roman Purcell, the quarterback.
Yeah, this is going to be a great message to be sent here if we can get out here and get a stop. And
let's get a 3-and-out and get the ball back. Keep the momentum rolling.
That's right.
So the Indian Creek Braves break the huddle. No huddle, actually. They come out on the field with trips right. One guy in a slot, one guy to the left, quarterback all by himself, Purcell. Bad snap. Here comes Zach Attack, and he sacks him. The first play from scrimmage is going to be an 8-yard loss, has a bad snap, but the Zach attack gets the sack.
Northview crowd over there loving that. Hear them from all the way over here, and we're across the field and in a press box.
Yep, I guarantee you, Grandma and Grandpa's just a cheering loud from the stands. So here we go. It's second down and 18, a loss of 8 for the Braves. Zach Calandrilla was back there. He almost picked that ball up off the ground. If Roman Purcell wouldn't have picked it up when he did, that would have been a scoop and score again. Purcell to throw out in the flat. It's an incomplete pass. It goes out of bounds, almost a backwards lateral. So incomplete pass. That was to Connor Fruits, and it's incomplete. So one bad snap for a loss of 8 and an incomplete pass, and it's third and 18, and let's get a stop here and get the ball right back.
Oh, yeah, you can tell that it's a little evident with this offense for Indian Creek. You know, nerves might be going a little bit. Championship game here, Friday Night Lights. Little quirks here, but I guarantee you they'll figure it out. So this Dynamite defense has to keep on it.
Yep. Here we go. Indian Creek comes to the line of scrimmage. They got two receivers right, one to the left. In the backfield's Fruits and the dangerous Roman Purcell. Purcell in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to keep it left. Breaks out the left side. Nothing there. Cuts back inside. And he's tackled for about a 5-yard gain by number 42. And that is Braxton Sampson. Braxton got a big challenge tonight. He's got to keep this Purcell in check.
And he did a great job right there. Good start for the kid.
So it's plus 5 for Purcell. And they're going to have to punt. 3 and out. And that'll bring on the Northview offense. Back to receive the punt is Corbin Allen, standing about the 35. I didn't get the number of the punter. Can't really tell the jerseys the way they're set up. So, snaps up the kick. Almost blocked. Ike Torbert about got it. Corbin Allen's going to field it at the 25. He falls down, picks it back up. He's at the 15. Up to the 20, to the 25. And he's going to be tackled about the 26-yard line. So the Knights will have it at the 26. Corbin misplayed that. It was over his head. He tried snagging it, and it ended up rolling away from him. But he picked it up and still picked up about 7 yards. So here we go with 4:18 to go in the first quarter. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 7, the Braves 0. Knights have the football with the high-powered offense led by Corbin Allen coming to the line of scrimmage. Under center this time is Keegan Garrison. Two receivers right, I formation. Elias Gordon set in the slot. False start. That's going to be on the Knights. That's Noah Miner jumping. And that's going to be a penalty and a loss of 5. That's going to put us first and 15.
Hate to see that from the senior. I guarantee you Coach Rates isn't too happy right now, but got to move on to the next one.
Nope. So 4:18 to go in the first period. Got to give a shout out to all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in. If you tuned in last night, thanks for listening to the volleyball. Girls, they lost 3-0 and ended a great season led by Coach Erica Garrison. Under center's Keegan Garrison. Hands it off to Allen. Allen right up the middle. He fights forward. He's going to pick up 2 of the 5 we lost. And that's going to make it second down and 13.
Braves defense doing a good job stopping the run here on the last 3 attempts. And I don't know, maybe that's a sign we're going to start mixing a little bit more of the passing game, which it worked for us that one time we tried. So, but it's nice to have an arsenal. It's nice to have different options.
Got to thank Park County REMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Park County REMC. Well, the Knights break the huddle. And it's double tight end set. Two receivers right. One's going in motion. That's Zach Brown. Garrison is shotgun. He's going to throw it. He's throwing it deep, and he's got Elias Gordon for the catch at the 45, the 40, the 35. Elias Gordon with another big catch. This one here is going to be 33 yards. And that's a Northview Knights first down.
I think Coach Rates is listening down there. He's like, you know what, that's a heck of an idea. Let's try that absolute beautiful pass, Garrison to Gordon.
Gordon out of the backfield is dangerous.
Yes.
He is dangerous because he's so fast, he's so big, and he's so strong. He got 10 yards after the catch there with a guy on his back. Double tight end set. Gordon to the left in the slot. Garrison takes a snap. He's going to hand it off on the reverse to Allen. Allen cuts back, spins, picks up four. Corbin Allen with a plus four. If you're keeping track at home, this Knights offense is on fire. The only negative thing we've had is a five-yard penalty, and that was brought right back by a plus 33 with the pitch and catch from Garrison to Elias Gordon. 2:40 and counting in the first. The Knights 7, the Braves 0. Knights got the ball at the 32, 2nd and 7. Garrison in the shotgun. Going to keep it himself, left side. And he bounces out. Probably should have kept that inside, but he bounced it out, and he's tackled by the cornerback. Pickup of two. And that's going to make it third down and four. Third down and four for the Knights.
What do you think they're going to elect to do here, Brad?
I think you're going to see Corbin Allen run it again around the left side. I think they were setting that up. They've ran two counters now with Corbin, and Keegan kept him to the self. They're probably going to run a streak with Elias and hand it off to the left side. Let's see. Nope, they're going to throw it. And Ace throws it deep, and it's going to be caught for another Northview touchdown. That one there was caught by number 34. That's Noah Miner. 40-yard touchdown pass to Noah Miner. And quickly the Knights are up 13-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Keegan's out there throwing lawn darts tonight, Brad.
Yep. Yep. So here we go. Stephen Thomas to kick. White to hold. Snap. The hold. The kick. And on your Great Dane scoreboard, your Knights 14, the Braves nothing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
The leaves are falling and so are the prices at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Silverados up to $11,000 off. And backed by popular demand, sign and drive leases with zero money out of your pocket. Chevy Traxes are as low as $199 per month. Buick Encores, $179 per month. Chevy Colorado Crew Cabs as low as $247 per month. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Indian Creek on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's 14, the Braves 0. Stephen Thomas set to kick off for the Knights. It's a low kick. It's going to roll out of bounds. That one there is not going to be played. It's going to roll out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. That'll put the ball up on the 35. So the Indian Creek Braves will have the ball on the 35-yard line to start their second possession as the Knights did what they needed to on the first defensive, put them three and out. Couldn't do this without our sponsors. Got to thank U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Purcell in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle to Fruits. Fruits picks up 8 yards. Tackled by number 26. That's Corbin Allen. So Fruits picks up 9 on that, and a nice run there by the Indian Creek Braves. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Second down and one. Braves break the huddle. Two receivers to right, one to the left. Fruits in the backfield. Purcell takes a snap, hands it off again to Fruits up the middle. He breaks a tackle. He's on a 35. Out to the 30, where he's hustled down by number 9. That's Briler Mitz. He gets up to the 29-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 16. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Braves. Fruits now with two big carries here.
He's an electric force there for the Braves.
Hurry up offense for the Braves. Three receivers left, one to the right. Purcell's going up under center. Nope, he's just changing the call at the line of scrimmage. Purcell in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to keep it. Quarterback draw, nothing there, but number 12, Elias Gordon. Gordon says, no, sir, you're not doing it today. Elias Gordon's going to get the sack, a loss of two. Elias with the sack. So that's one for Elias and one for Zach Calandrilla. 40 seconds to go in the first period. Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Our player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Braves break the huddle. Four receivers to the right. Purcell drops back to pass. He's rushed and he's blitzed. And he's going to break outside of the blitz. Nice block there, but he's not going to get to the line. He is going to pick up two. Ike Torbert got laid out on a cross-field block. Purcell picks up what he lost on the first one and gains three, so that's going to be a plus five for Purcell when the Knights had him tackled for a loss, and you see the speed there.
Oh, yeah.
That makes it third down and eight. Purcell in the shotgun. Looks over to the sidelines for the call. Hurry up offense. Clock stopped at 11-1 because he went out of bounds. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Purcell hands it off up the middle to Fruits. Fruits going to drive forward. Pick up about two where he's tackled by number 24. That's Ike Torbert. And that's going to do it for the first period. It's going to be fourth and five. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long. Whether buying or selling property, Darla Campbell at Hometown Realty is the one to call. Darla Campbell has over 40 years of real estate experience throughout the Wabash Valley. Darla Campbell can make your transaction positive and productive. Call Darla at 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com to see what properties are available. Contact Darla to discuss selling your home or property. Either way, Darla Campbell is here to help. 812-239-0150 or visit yourhometownbrokers.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. Start of the second. Purcell's going to keep it around the right side. He's being pursued by Elias Gordon. He gets up to the 15-yard line, steps out of bounds. That's going to be a pickup of nine, and that's going to be a first down for the Braves. Purcell with a plus nine, and the Knights had him fourth and five. And we couldn't contain Purcell as he busted outside. Elias Gordon was in hot pursuit but couldn't catch him. So it's first and 10 from the 14. Purcell in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Fruits around the right side. Fruits bounces it out, and he's going to be, oh, he just puts a shoulder into Josh Wright. No, that's Briar Metz, and knocks Metz down and picks up about four where he's tackled by 29. That's Jonathan Bradford coming across the field to get that tackle. So it's second down and four from the nine.
I tell you, some of these Indian Creek guys, man, they're absolutely manhandling some of our Northview Knights. A lot of power down there. It's different, something I haven't seen yet this year.
Purcell in the shotgun, three receivers right. Calls a hard cadence, nothing. This time he hands it off. No, he keeps it himself, fakes the handoff to Fruits, and Elias Gordon and Parker Jordan and Bowen Bussing, all three there for the tackle. Bowen Bussing on the lead there. That's going to make it third down and four.
So big play coming up here.
Purcell picks up one. And it's third and four. Purcell by himself in the backfield. We got a Fruits going in motion. It's going to be a jet sweep. He keeps it himself. Purcell, nothing there as Bradford wraps him up. That's going to make him short. I'm sure they're going to go for it on fourth down. He's going to pick up one. Well, they show him picking up two. So Purcell picks up two. And it's fourth and one. And a change of guard here for Indian Creek, but I still look for him to go for it.
Yeah.
Let's go Knights. Big set here for the Knights.
Come on, Dynamite.
Purcell looks like he's just going to go with the quarterback sneak. He's under center, and he hands it off with a big package, and they get a touchdown. That can't tell the number yet, but it looks like number 24, Connor Fruits, gets the touchdown. Plus five for Fruits. And Fruits puts it up for Indian Creek for the touchdown. So on your Great Dane scoreboard, it's 14 Northview, 6 Braves, and the Braves are going to kick for the PAT. Set to holds number 8. That's the quarterback, Roman Purcell. The snap, the hold, the kick. And it's blocked by 26, Corbin Allen. Corbin Allen blocks a kick. And so on your Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview 14, the Braves 6. Like to thank Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. Well, 7 plays there for Indian Creek, led by Purcell, and Fruits picks up the 5-yard touchdown run. So on your Great Dane scoreboard, with 9:44 to go in the first half, the Knights 14, the Braves 6. Jacob, that missed or blocked PAT by Corbin Allen could be big later on down in the night.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just thinking. You know, both of these teams are going to come out all game with a fiery offense, and honestly, it could come down to the last possession, and if 1 point's all you need, then that's going to come back to haunt you. That was a great play right there by Allen. Could be a game changer.
All right, Indian Creek breaks their huddle, and they're going to kick off from the 40. Back deep for the Knights is Corbin Allen and Zach Brown. Here we go. Kicks up, and it's going to be short, but it's going to be fielded by Zach Brown. Zach Brown's got it at the 35, the 40, the 45. And they're going to show him stepping out of bounds at the 40, so the Knights are going to have it on the 40-yard line. So here we go. Two possessions, two touchdowns. One of them was an 11-yard touchdown pass to Elias Gordon, and the other was a 40-yard TD pass to Noah Miner. So far, two touchdown passes for Garrison and a lot of rushing yards for fourth quarter Corbin. Here we go. The Knights offense back on the field. 9:38 to go in the first half. Garrison in the shotgun. Two receivers to the near side. Garrison's going to keep it on the option, but nothing there. They're going to sack Garrison for a 5-yard loss. That's setting up the screen, though. That's just setting up the screen. So Garrison loses the 5 yards, and it's going to make it second and 15, but that's just going to set up that powerful screen to Corbin Allen, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you don't see us run it right here.
Yeah, let's go for it.
That's been the bread and butter so far. So 9 minutes to go in the first half. The Knights lead 14-6 in a Great Dane scoreboard. York Automotive, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. You are. Garrison in the shotgun takes a snap, fakes it. He's going to throw it again, and he throws it out to Elias Gordon. He's got it at the 47-yard line. First down, Northview.
Bread and butter, Brad. Bread and butter right there. What a pass and what a play by Elias Gordon to hold on to it.
Plus 18 for Gordon on the pass, and that's a Knights first down. Morris Manufacturing of Brazil. We're hiring. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Lynn's Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in downtown Brazil. Darla Campbell, Hometown Realty in Brazil. Experience matters at Hometown Realty. Knights with a bunch set. Going in motions, Gordon. Garrison takes a snap, hands it off to Allen. Allen on the right side, back to the line of scrimmage, falls forward for a couple. Still on his feet, powering ahead, but he's whistled down at the 45. That's going to be a pickup of two. Corbin with a pickup of two, and it's going to make it second down and eight. Verdell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Tonight's player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Insurance, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. For a quote, call Chad, 812-208-3244. That's Schottmeyer Insurance. Knights break the huddle, second down and nine. Two receivers left, two guys in the backfield, Gordon and Allen. Garrison, shotgun, drops back to pass. And nothing there. He's going to throw it, and it's just going to be out of bounds. Should have been holding. Should have been defensive holding. It wasn't called as number 11. That was Trenton Davis. Had a hold of Josh Wright. Josh Wright doing everything he could to break loose of him. And it's incomplete as Wright was the intended receiver. And that's going to make it third and nine.
Yeah, we talked about earlier, though, how Keegan has grown so much this season. That's one thing, like we've mentioned, I think, last week, that if this were the first 2 weeks, Keegan would have tried to scramble and just do something. He would have got brought down for a loss. But right there, he was smart enough to get rid of it. Good job there by the junior quarterback, Keegan.
Double receivers, double tight end. It's going to be a pass, and the blitz comes, and Corbin missed the block. And that's going to be a sack by number 33. That's Wyatt Snyder, and the Knights are going to have to punt. That's going to be a big loss, a loss of 10, and we're going to punt. Stephen Thomas comes on to punt. So with 7 minutes to go in the first half, the Knights' offense gets upended. Elias Gordon, your long snapper, and Bowen busing in the backfield. The bus. Snaps high. Thomas's kicks up, and it's going to be down by the Knights at looks like the 27, but we got a flag, and it's going to be on Elias Gordon as he threw down one of the players that was trying to block him. He can use his hands. That I don't know how that's a penalty. He can use his hands. He was shedding the blocker. Once the ball's kicked, he becomes an offensive,
I tell you, though, I wonder if it's because of that or I wonder if Elias said something, because, gosh darn it, it felt like it was 15 seconds after the fact until he threw the flag, because you would have thought he would have thrown it as soon as he saw it. But he did throw him down. I mean, I'm sure that looks pretty violent.
They're calling it a holding, and it, I don't know. So here we go. The ball's going to be marched ahead 10 yards, and that's going to give them the ball at the 37-yard line. So Indian Creek has it at the 37, 6:35 to go in the first half on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights lead by 8. Roman Purcell in the backfield. Shotgun. In motion comes Fruits. Going to hand it off on a jet sweep. Fruits, nothing there, and he's forced out of bounds by the Knights. Tackled by 24, Ike Torbert. Torbert, he picks up 4. So plus 4 for Fruits, make it second down and 6. Nothing there. The Knights forced him out of bounds, but he was able to spin off and get up there. And good thing Ike Torbert was there because he had open field.
Yeah, no, that was a very good play right there by Gorham to keep on his feet and not stay out, not get out of bounds. Good little pivot right there.
So Purcell keeps it. Breaks the tackle up the middle. Breaks this one off. We've got a holding right here. It's coming back, folks. Let him run it in. It's coming back. That's going to be a positive 57, but it's coming all the way back as 23 tackled Ike Torbert. That was a tackle by Brandon Murray of Indian Creek. So that one will come back. So Murray tackles him. Coach very upset.
Yeah, Northview catches a break right there.
Yep. Nice run there by Purcell, and that's what we like to see.
Yep.
Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. So it's still a first down, so they're going to give him positive yards. He picks up 17 and loses 10, so plus 7 for Purcell. So they get the first down, but they don't get the touchdown. Fruits in the backfield this time beside Purcell. Purcell in the pistol. Snap, and he's going to keep it himself out the right side. He's wide open. Here he goes again. Corbin Allen with the only hope, and he doesn't get him stopped. Touchdown, 47 yards by Roman Purcell. Purcell does it back-to-back twice. Do they go for two or do they kick it?
I would say early on in the game, might as well go for it now.
Well, let's hope that's Purcell's only two big runs of the night. 5:38 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Braves just put up six as Purcell did what we was waiting on him to do. He yep. broke one for a big run. And they're going to go for two. So Purcell's going to be up under center. They got their big package in again, just like they did on fourth and goal. Fruits lined up about 8 yards off the ball. Connor drops back to pass, and he's going to throw it, and it's incomplete. They fail again. 14-12 on your Great Dane scoreboard. 5:38 to go. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back on your Great Dane scoreboard. 5:38 to go, and Indian Creek just scores, and they kick off. It's fielded by Braxton Sampson at the 35. Sampson's going to spin and get up to the 37. Tackle by number 21. That's Aiden Netherly. Netherly with the tackle. The Knights are going to have it first and 10. And the ball's at the 36-yard line.
It's time for this Northview offense to revamp a little bit. They got off to such a hot start and have been kind of dormant here the past, 10 minutes it seems. So right now is a very vital time to punch back again because the way Purcell's playing, it's going to be hard to stop him.
PDF, Process Development and Fabrication, headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of this community. So no hurry here for the Knights. Garrison in the shotgun. Takes a snap, hands it off, takes the hand off to Allen. He's going to roll out to the right side. It's going to be holding on Gordon, and he's going to throw it away. That's holding on Elias Gordon, and that's not going to be good for the Knights as that was 8 yards back. That's going to be huge from the spot of the foul. And so, let's see, they're going to lose 17 yards on a penalty.
Yeah, Coach Rate's not happy over there on the Northview sideline.
And Elias, no reason to hold there because Keegan was already out of the pocket. So that makes it first down and 27. The Knights have got to get it rolling again. 5:25 to go in the first half. Quick first half.
Yeah, has been.
So here we go. Knights break the huddle. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil, we're hiring. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Two receivers left, two to the right. Garrison drops back to pass. Screen to Allen. Here he goes. Oh, nice tackle. Nice play there. Way to stay home. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either, Brad.
No, they're saying it was James Kelly, but it was 52. 52 in on the tackle. That was Avery Witten. Witten wraps him up and slams him down. Nice play there to stay home by the defensive lineman. So no gain for Corbin Allen on the screen. He had it, had a lot of room, but a nice tackle there by Witten. So here we go. Second down and a mile. Hand off to Allen. Nothing there. Hit in the backfield. This time he's hit by 35. That's James Kelly. And he loses a yard, so it's going to be third down and 29.
I tell you, Indian Creek has stole all of the momentum out here.
Yep. Here we go. We got somebody vomiting on the field. We got a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
It's construction sale time at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. During our Jeep Adventure Days, get a Jeep Gladiator as low as $369 per month or a Renegade up to $8,000 off and a Jeep Cherokee $6,000 off. And during Ram Power Days, get as much as $10,000 off a Ram pickup. Only at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Indian Creek. We had a timeout by Indian Creek. Their quarterback, Roman Purcell, sick out on the field, and they're going to bring him to the sideline where he's going to have to be looked at, and they'll probably put him in concussion protocol now because being sick on the field, as IHSAA rules states. So here we go. He's still here on the sideline, but they're going to have to attend to him. The Knights got their work cut out for them as it's third and 29. So now what do we got? Now we're coming back to the sidelines. They never cleaned up the mess, so they're going to have to get off the field. I mean, it is what it is. So we got another timeout. We'll take one as well, Dennis. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. Here we go. It's third down and 29. And now we've Now we've got another. They broke the huddle. They come to the line of scrimmage again. Now we got a flag. It's going to be against Northview. Coach Rates is not happy.
Yeah.
No flag. They're waving it off. I'd like for an explanation what they were thinking.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it was delay of game. It was delay of game. So here we go. 25 seconds on the play clock. 4:17 the first half. The Knights 3rd and 29 after this long break. Here we go. Keegan Garrison is shotgun. Double tight end set. Looks to throw it again. Here comes a blitz. And it's picked up well, and it's thrown deep to Metz. Metz goes up. Not incomplete. Just through the hands of Metz. Incomplete pass, and it's going to be 4th and 29, and we're going to punt from about our 10.
Yeah, time for old Thomas to do what he does best and hit an absolute bomb here with the kick because we're going to need it here. We need a good punt, especially the way this Indian Creek offense has been.
Yep. So here we go, 4th and 29. Come on, Steven, put a boot in it. Purcell's back to run it now. That Purcell, who's set to run this? Gorman?
Gorm, yep.
All right. Gorm Fruits?
Yeah.
Jordan Gorm. Here's the kick by Thomas, and it's a beauty. Elias Gordon is going to be there to catch it. Roll, ball, roll. It's going to roll up to the 47-yard line. And they're whistling dead at the 51. So it's going to be Indian Creek ball at the 49, not the 51.
Yeah.
I was looking there at Bradford because they're saying he kicked it, and I don't think he did, but it's going to be.
It looked like it bounced off of him somehow. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but I don't think that really matters. But Bradford surely didn't think he touched it, but it looked like he deflected it somehow up here. But hey, if this Dynamite defense does its thing, a couple yards shouldn't matter, hopefully. So we'll see. But it looks like Purcell's feeling good enough to be out there, so we got to be ready.
Here we go. Two receivers left, one to the right. Purcell in the shotgun. Hands it off to Fruits. Fruits up the middle. Zach Calandrilla with the tackle. Pick up a three. Plus three for Fruits.
Yeah, Fruits and Purcell are definitely two threats for that Indian Creek offense. Holy smokes, the hype is every bit of well-deserved. They've been electric all game.
3:34 to go in the first half on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's lead 14-12. Purcell in the shotgun, Fruits to his right. Option, read option again, and Purcell keeps it up the middle. Breaks the tackle, and there he goes. Touchdown. 46 yards, no flags, touchdown. Plus 46 by Purcell. Purcell with the rushing touchdown. So on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Braves 18, the Knights 14, and they're going to, surely they'll kick for this one now.
Yeah.
And we got a timeout Indian Creek. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
It's construction sale time at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. During our Jeep Adventure Days, get a Jeep Gladiator as low as $369 per month or a Renegade up to $8,000 off and a Jeep Cherokee $6,000 off. And during Ram Power Days, get as much as $10,000 off a Ram pickup. Only at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth generation company that has received multiple supplier quality and supplier of the year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here at Indian Creek. Indian Creek's going to go for two again. It's going to be a handoff to Fruits around the right side, and he's going to be tackled. He doesn't convert the 2 points as he's tackled by Ike Torbert. So on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Braves 18, the Knights 14. Jake, not like what you like to see there as Purcell broke off another big run for 46 yards on the read option.
Yeah, that kid is a monster. And, I mean, like we talked about pregame, I guarantee you North Hughes defense, a plan of attack all week at practice was to stop him. They did a great job at the beginning, but the floodgate has kind of ran over here for the Indian Creek offense, and they're absolutely plummeting this dynamite defense. So we're going to have to wake up a little bit. I guarantee you Coach Rates is going to have them ready. But, hey, we got a ball game here, 18-14. This is exactly what you want a championship game to be.
Yep. So back deep for the Knights is Corbin Allen and Bryler Mitz. Kicking off Indian Creek for the, let's see, for the Braves. Looks like it's number 12, Logan Scott. 18. Avery Schaub. Schaub's kick is a squib kick, and it's fielded by Sampson again. Sampson at the 35, breaks the tackle, gets up to about the 44. And he tackled by number 46 by Tyler Ross. And the Knights have it first and 10 from the 40. What do you got there, Jake? The 42-yard line?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't see it because I was making a post to let our people following along on Facebook know, but yep. Let's see what I see here.
That's
now.
That's it, 42.
Looks about the 42.
Knights break the huddle. Bryler Metz out of the game. Josh Wright to far side. Zach Brown to the near side. Double tight end set. Brown goes in motion. Corbin Allen in the backfield. Garrison going to hand it off. Left side. Allen breaks the tackle. Pick up of five for Corbin Allen, plus five. It's been a while since I've been able to say that.
I know.
Corbin,
yeah, exactly.
Allen, the clock ticks. 2:55 and running.
Yeah, Corbin got off to such a hot start, so it's good to see him have another great run.
Here we go. 25 seconds on the play clock, and the Knights got time outs to burn. And now to be, let's see, what do we got? Different set here. Zach Brown to the left. And Mets to the right. Keegan's going to keep it himself around the right side. Cuts up the middle. Gets to the 49-yard line. They're going to spot him just short of the 50. It's going to be a pickup of three.
Oh, the flag. See you. Let's go.
And this is going to be a face mask, it looks like. It looks like a face mask. Let's see what the call is. Personal foul. It is against Indian Creek, so that's going to be a plus 15. That's going to give us a first down. And the ball will be spotted at the, should be the 35.
It's going to be a huge momentum spark right there. Two good runs, topped off with that. Let's see if Northview takes advantage here.
Yep, Garrison with the plus three and then the plus 15 on a penalty. And so it's first down Northview. That's what we need because it stops the clock. Don't know why the clock's running, because it was a defensive penalty. They got the ball set and the chains are set. Here we go. 2:09 and it's running. In motion, Zach Brown. Wildcat, Corbin Allen. Pickup of one. Not sure why the official wound the clock on that, because it was a personal foul, dead ball penalty.
They're trying to make up for lost time.
Yeah. So here we go. The Knights got it, second and 9. Ball spotted on the 34. York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Located on Highway 40, west in Brazil. York Automotive, we're not number one. You are. Garrison, shotgun, drops back to pass. Throws it on the flat to Elias Gordon. He makes a catch at the... he's going to... be at the 33, stays in bounds. Stays in bounds. So it's going to be a timeout Northview. Timeout Northview, and it's going to be a plus three for Gordon. He didn't get out of bounds. So Elias Gordon catches it in the flat. We was hoping he'd get some running room, get out of bounds, but we take a timeout. We're going to keep it here. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, and U.S. Lawns. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, in-game sponsors tonight. Our scoreboard's brought to you by Great Dane Trailers. On the Great Dane scoreboard, with 107 to go in the first half, the Knights have the football, 3rd and 7, and they trail Indian Creek 18-14. Jacob, but we've got to find an answer for Purcell, as we contained him in the first period, but in the second period now, he's broke off 93 yards and runs here for touchdowns.
Yeah, I really don't know what the answer would be. I mean, that kid is an absolute stud. Definitely the best player we've gone against all season long, I would argue to say, and that's saying something after facing good teams like Evansville Memorial and Terre Haute North. But I tell you what, you just have to have a spark. You have to be determined like they were in the first quarter. But I tell you what, I think the Dynamite defense is going to spark their fuse, and they're going to be exploding here come the second half.
Well, here we go. Knights break the huddle, and Garrison's in the shotgun. In the slots, Gordon, he's going to pass. Everybody drops back. He throws it, and it's caught by Zach Brown. Zach Brown gets up to the 30-yard line. He gets up to the 20-yard line, a 12-yard catch, and that's a first down for the Knights. Clock runs. They reset the chains. Zach Brown with the catch. Hand off to Corbin Allen around the right side. He's hit hard. And you're going to get a timeout by Northview. 47.8 seconds to go, and it's going to be plus three for Corbin.
Looks like we got somebody hurt, too, from the Indian Creek side of things.
Yeah, Corbin Allen laid a flat block down, right shoulder into whoever was tackling him. And Zach Calandrilla with his helmet off because of the timeout. We're going to take one. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here at Indian Creek, 47.8 seconds to go. Northview's got the ball, 2nd and 8. Threatening to score here to end the first half. Keegan Garrison has shotgun, double tight end set. In motion is Zach Brown. Garrison, he's going to pass. He throws it deep to Elias Gordon, and it's going to be incomplete. Incomplete, and that's going to make it 3rd and 8.
Gordon not very happy right there. He was kind of motioning for, you know, a little flag action there. I think that was just good coverage right there by the Braves.
It was, and Elias Gordon knocked it down, and missing Josh Wright was Keegan Garrison, as Josh Wright's defender fell down on him.
Yeah.
And nobody there to back it up. So we got Zach Brown to the near side. To the far side is Josh Wright. Double tight end set. Corbin Allen in the backfield. Elias Gordon on the right side. Keep an eye on him. Garrison throws it quick to Zach Brown. He falls down. He falls down at the 15. So it's going to be a pickup of 4. And I bet you we see Stephen Thomas come in and put this through the upright.
Yeah.
So we get +4 for Zach Brown on the pass, and it's 4th down and 4. So the ball is going to be on the 16-yard line, so that would make it a 33-yard field goal attempt if Thomas comes in.
Saw him kicking him in warm-ups, which I know warm-ups one thing and in-game's another, but I know he's capable of it.
Got to thank Darla Campbell of Hometown Realty of Brazil. Experience matters at Hometown Realty. If you're looking to buy or sell, Talk to Darla Campbell at Hometown Realty. Lynn's Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in downtown Brazil. Well, here we go, and Keegan Garrison comes on with no Stephen Thomas. So here we go, fourth down and four. Let's look for a long count.
Being aggressive, I like it.
Let's look for a long count. I don't look for us to pass as I look for Corbin. We got one timeout. I look for Corbin Allen to run it. And we got a timeout by Indian Creek. So Indian Creek's Brett Cooper wants to think this over because he didn't think the Knights were going to go for it as he thought they would kick.
Yep.
We're going to keep it here, and let's go through something real quick while if everybody's paying attention. Next week, the game time. Kickoff is 8. We'll be on the air at 7 to 7:20 with a tailgate party with the tailgate show, and then we will come back on the air with the pregame at 7:40, and we'll get things set for sectional playoff as the Knights travel to Jasper.
Yeah, BYOC for that tailgate. Bring your own coffee.
Bring your own coffee and a blanket.
Because right.
looking at the future for the weather, it looks like it's going to be a chilly one.
Mm-hmm.
And the Knights bleachers are pretty much filled up now, Jacob, since the games got underway. A lot of people sitting in the car waiting on to get started.
Yeah, same for the Indian Creek side of things, too.
Here we go. Double tight end set. One receiver to the right. Corbin Allen in the backfield. Garrison in a shotgun. Zach Brown in motion. It's going to be a jet sweep fake. He's going to throw it. He throws it to Elias Gordon, and it's a incomplete pass. Incomplete in the end zone, and the Knights are going to turn it over on downs. And it'll be first down Indian Creek, and the ball's going to be on the 16. We can't give up a touchdown here.
No, not at all. This is where you got to really bear down, tighten up, make sure that you can get a stop here.
I thought we would run it there. I really did. I thought Indian Creek would drop a lot of people back in coverage, and I thought Corbin Allen could easily pick up the 4 or 5 yards needed for the first down, but the Knights chose different. Three receivers left, one to the right. Connor Fruits in the backfield. Here we go. Purcell's going to keep it around the right side, and he's going to drag Elias Gordon and Zach Brown out of bounds at the 33.
Ooh.
So a pickup there of 17.
Tell you, that's something you don't see very often, is it taking that many Knights to get a guy down. Holy smokes.
Yep.
That Purcell kid is a monster.
Plus 17 for Purcell, and the clock stops because he's out of bounds. So the 19.2 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. Knights needed that score there, Jacob.
They did.
But here we go. Indian Creek's got a chance here, and they get the ball to start the second half. Knights shift defense. Purcell's going to keep it up the middle. And he's tackled behind the line of scrimmage by 24, and that's Torbert. Isaac Torbert.
Uh-oh.
And we got a flag, and it's going to be talked about. We got another flag. Elias
Jeez.
Gordon's going to get a sportsmanship penalty as he took his helmet off, and he said something coming off the field to the official. So that's going to put him the ball at midfield, unless it's against Indian Creek. Offsetting, so it's going to be nothing. He's ejected.
Who's ejected?
Somebody's saying Elias is ejected up here, but I didn't see the motion. So that's going to be a personal foul against Elias Gordon. And that's going to hurt the offensive side of things and the defensive side for Elias. So the ball's going to go.
Gee, Manitley.
So they get 45 yards on that penalty?
I guess.
I don't
know what Elias told him. Maybe he just had to do his job. I don't know what it was, but goodness gracious.
They spiked the ball. The ball, I don't know what we're going to call that, but it's going to be on a 37. But penalties against the Knights brought the ball up to the 37-yard line. So I don't know how that comes up. You get 57 yards in penalty. No, 37 yards in penalties.
Wow.
So here we go. It's second down and 10, 6 seconds to go. Purcell in the backfield with Fruits. This time he drops back to pass. The Knights are in coverage. He throws it deep. That's going to be knocked down by Corbin Allen. 0.1 seconds to go on the home clock.
I'll tell you what, the back half of this second quarter has been a roller coaster, man. It has absolutely been a roller coaster. So much going on. You got the ejection of Elias Gordon. You got a kid, you know, throwing up. It's just, it's been something else. Yep. It has been wild.
So here we go. Third down and 10 on the incomplete pass. One more shot for Indian Creek. The Knights drop back in what's considered a prevent. You got Corbin Allen and Zach Brown standing at the 10. Purcell's going to throw it deep. He throws it up, and it's going to be caught.
Oh,
and it's fumbled.
Oh, come on.
It's completed and fumbled, and that's going to do it for the first half.
What a tackle right there by Braxton Sampson, though. Absolutely knocks the wind out of the kid. That's a way to send a message going into the second half.
So going into halftime on your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 14, the Indian Creek Braves 18. We'll be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Northview Athletics on Timeless 1130, 106.9 and 99.5 WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter
word
on the
do
radio,
the,
but we must. Are you ready for snow?
The commissioner's report?
Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter?
You want
to
do the commissioner's report?
Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you
could
be shouting other
This will be a seven-minute break, okay?
Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
Your hometown pharmacy.
I always hear my mother and father talking about old-fashioned service and how the days of being treated special just don't happen anymore. Then I always say, what about Lynn's Pharmacy? More than just a friendly staff, Lynn's Pharmacy has trained, knowledgeable people. Old-fashioned service, the latest equipment and care, plus all the great treats that you can only get at the soda fountain at Lynn's. It's easy to be cutting edge, especially when you do it the old-fashioned way.
Here at Lynn's Pharmacy, downtown Brazil.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of IHSAA, Bobby Cox. Bobby, it's fall. It feels like fall. It's football weather. And we want to talk about football in the IHSA, obviously week number 9 of the regular season coming up. But unified football is something that you at the IHSAA, your staff, your member institutions, and more importantly, the student-athletes around our state have embraced as a cause, and they have done a fantastic job. And it's going to be highlighted here coming up this week.
You're right, Bob. Our second annual Unified Flag Football State Championship will be held at Grand Park in the Event Center in Westfield, Indiana. High noon kickoff between McCutcheon and Mooresville, two schools that weren't even in our tournament last year, and now will be contesting a state championship. It's part of the Special Olympics partnership that we have and of our Champions Together program that is really run by the students from the Student Advisory Committee in the partnership with Special Olympics Indiana. Our second championship, it's a wonderful program. We started last year with 24 schools. This year we had 37 schools in the tournament, and we know that it will continue to grow. And so we'll culminate the fall unified season with the championships at Grand Park at noon on Saturday.
You know, we've talked about this before in our conversations, and you know, it is, as you point out, a student-driven initiative. And I think you and the staff and everyone involved with the IHSA and the member institutions have to be overwhelmed at how the students around our state have not only embraced this, they have literally run with the ball, bad cliche notwithstanding, and it is an extremely important event for all of them.
It is, Bob. The reality is what we're trying to do is create a culture of inclusion and understanding. You know, students that attend our schools that have intellectual disabilities, they love their high schools just like regular education students. They just, before this time, have never had an opportunity to represent their school. Unified sports and the programming we do with Champions Together allows that representation to occur. And so what we have are students with and without intellectual disabilities participating together in Unified Flag Football, Unified Track and Field, which are sponsored by the IHSA, Unified Bowling, and Unified Bocce, which is sponsored by Special Olympics Indiana. Mm-hmm. Together we offer four sports where these young people can represent their high school and be a part of the mainstream. And I can't think of anything that's more important than including all students in the high school experience. And so we have been able to do that through these sports. It's very rewarding. It's the right thing to do. And we'll have a great championship on Saturday.
Bobby Cox joining us, talking about Unified Flag Football Championship coming up this weekend at Grand Park. McCutcheon and Mooresville playing for the championship. I have an occasion, as you do, certainly when I'm at basketball games in the winter, to be able to see some of these schools during their unified nights, and it's an overwhelming experience. It's so much fun, and it's great to be a part of, just as a spectator. But I can't imagine what it's like for the kids and the parents and everybody involved in it at their particular schools.
Well, all along the time that these students with intellectual disabilities have been in our schools, they've been told no, and now they're finally being told yes. And if you've lived that life where you're a parent of one of these children who have been told no their whole career, and now all of a sudden they're playing at halftime before 1,000 people in a gymnasium, and everybody's standing up and cheering, and these kids are out there making baskets and being a part of the festivities, I don't think any of us can really fully understand how important that is. And it's part of a bigger Champions Together program that we've been working with Special Olympics here over the past 7 years. This week I've had an opportunity to participate at a convocation at South Ripley High School, where they were recognized for being one of 14 schools statewide to receive the National Unified Champion School, a tall bar to reach 10 different pillars that the school had to meet to get this recognition. Today, the entire school student body was in the gymnasium to recognize these young people. They were the state unified bowling champions last season. I can't think of a better way to bring high school kids together and communities together than what happened today and what happened at South Ripley. And I just am honored to be a part of it, and it's very enjoyable and rewarding to watch it unfold.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Great stuff, Commissioner. Congratulations. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
Hello. My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon IMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact
Brad,
our office
Jacob,
for
are you there?
Efficiency tips and rebates.
Oh, okay. Coming back at you after this commercial
or
break.
Call 765-569-3282.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Knights fans of all ages. This is Jacob Harden. Brad Wallace is back in the booth with me. While he was gone, though, I jotted down a few notes of what we need to do coming out here in the second half. But first off, let's kind of recap. The Knights got off to an absolutely scalding hot start. Keegan Garrison hit Elias Gordon on an absolute dime piece in the quarter of the end zone to get the scoring started early. And then, 40-yard pass to Noah Miner, to make it 14-0. Knights thought, you know what, hey, we got this in the bag. Well, Purcell and company of the Indian Creek Braves thought otherwise. They came out firing as well. Connor Fruit's 7-yard run made it 7-14. A blocked field goal. Blocked field goal on that, because it ended up being 6-14. That's right. I wrote that down wrong in my notes. Could eventually be a big play, but Corbin Allen blocked a field or point after attempt. And then here's where the Purcell show came. Purcell had a 47-yard run to make it 12-14 as they tried to go for two to tie the game, failed to do so. And then Purcell again, 46-yard run for the touchdown, and also again tried to go for a two-point conversion. Didn't get it. We go into the second half with an 18-14 score. So in the few minutes that we had during this halftime break, I got thinking of what we have to do Northview-wise to come back. The first thing is to overcome adversity. There at the end of the first half, one of the star-studded players of our Northview roster, Elias Gordon, got ejected. Regardless,
here, I got a little scoop on that at halftime. It was a double personal foul. He was ejected, and with that ejection will come a two-game suspension.
Oh, man.
So we will lose Elias for the next two following weeks. I guess he said something to one of the players and then to the official when he threw the flag. And so Elias Gordon's been ejected for this one. He took his helmet off and exited the field. I know Coach Rates isn't going to be happy with that. Neither are the Northview faithful, the fans. His teammates, unsportsmanship or bad, poor sportsmanship doesn't have room in any sporting event. And that's why you put these penalties in place. And any youngster listening or, you know, any high school player, collegiate player, you know, good sportsmanship goes a long ways. Hate to see it for anybody. Jacob, one thing that I jotted down here, we had the football for 11 plays in the first quarter and scored two long passes, right?
Yep.
The second half or the second quarter, we had the ball six plays, punted it, and turned it over on downs.
Yep.
So the tale of two sides has been Indian Creek's defense. They stopped Corbin Allen in the second half. The first quarter, they let him beat up the left side. They made the adjustment, and then we beat them with the long ball. Now they're blitzing us on about every play, and we're not having anybody stay home. And our defensive, offensive players, our line plays both sides of the ball, so now's when the gas sets in.
Yep, exactly. You hit the nail right on the head. A couple other points I had as well, too. So with the adversity, obviously one of your best players goes out. This isn't only going to apply to this game, but the rest of the year. Somebody's got to step up. You got to overcome adversity, because you can look at it one of two ways. You can say, well, Elias is out, we're done. Or you can say, you know what, next man up, let's get this thing done. But you got to come out in the second half with some grit and some determination. There's a lot of game left, And you got to come out ready to fire, ready to fight. And Northview has to throw the first punch, and they got to do whatever they can to send the message. Next thing that I thought was, and I wrote this down before I put two and two together with Elias being out, but, you know, continue to mix it up offensively, but utilize the passing. I mean, Keegan has been doing a pretty fine job. He's only not connected on a few passes. And, I mean, we scored because of the passing that he's had. But now with Gordon out, you're going to have to find a new target, because that's kind of been his bread and butter. But last but not least, if Northview is going to be WIC champions, we have to find a way defensively to stop a young man by the name of Roman Purcell. The kid is absolutely everything that we thought he was, and you got to come out. You guys just put it in your mind, if you're a defensive person for this Northview Dynamite defense, that I know this kid's good, but I'm going to prove to him that I can stop him. And they have to come out with that mentality, or he's just going to run the floor with him.
Here we go. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back and wrap up this halftime show. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Trafalgar, Indiana. Indian Creek High School as the Northview Knights trail 18-14 at the half on your Great Dane scoreboard. Keegan Garrison out warming up as the Knights faithful filling back into the bleachers. This one's not over, Jacob.
No,
it's
not at all.
A tale of two halves. You know, we had a chance to score. We could have went to the locker room up by three here. I think that's what upset Elias Gordon is. He had the two passes there in the end zone. One of them he thought he was being held. The other one he was tackled on. No flags on him. And then he gets a flag for something petty there. And I'm sure it just put a fuse in the junior. But, you know, you gotta mend the officials.
Yep.
And this is officials week.
Yep.
You know? And I've done a lot of it. I've done it for years. I still umpire a lot of baseball, but it's a rough job.
Yeah, it is.
Officiating any sport, youth, collegiate, high school, even the professionals, you're ridiculed for everything you do. I say it. I say they blow stuff. I still can't figure out how they give 37 yards in two 15-yard penalties. They run concurrent. 15 plus 15 in Northview mathematics is 30. They did already have the ball had already been marked forward, and then they give them 37 because the ball was setting on the 20-yard line whenever they, you know, marked off the flag. So anyway, but you got to respect the officials. You got to respect the teammates of the other team, your own teammates. You know, nothing I hate to see more is people bickering amongst themselves on a team. So, but anyway, that's the first half. Great wrap-up there, Jacob.
Thank you.
Want to give a shout-out to Corey Clark. Corey Clark back in the Frosty State, back in Indiana. I don't know if Corey's listening tonight, but we sure miss you, buddy. It was fun last year. It was a great run the year before, and I'll tell you, I missed you last night down there at the volleyball game because you was right there. You knew how to talk as fast as I was. Jacob's a little tongue-tied there last night. He didn't know exactly what to think, but I'll tell you what. The Lady Knights sure had a great season. To go down there and fall three sets to none to Owen Valley. We kind of expected it. I didn't get a chance to talk to Coach Garrison, but I did talk to a few of the players. Cambry Lucas played Librero last night, something she's never done in her career before. So it really changed the whole set for the night. So it made, you know, it made a lot of adjustments, and, you know, maybe sectionals isn't the right place to do it, but you got to do what you can do when one of your best players gets a chance to return but can't return 100%.
Yep. Exactly right.
All right. Well, they've put another 3 minutes on the clock, Dennis, so we'll take another commercial break. You're listening to Northview Knights football on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
We are good. No problems.
In the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes. Doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Indian Creek High School. Getting ready to kick off the Knights will be Stephen Thomas. He'll kick from the 40. And starting the second half, your Great Dane scoreboard, the Indian Creek Braves, 18. The Northview Knights, 14. Next week, we'll be on the road to Jasper. The Jasper Wildcats, 8 o'clock kickoff. 7:40 on the pregame show, but we're going to do a special tailgate from 7 to 7:20. listen in live. We'll talk to a lot of fans. We'll get some of the reactions from this game, I'm sure, and we'll just get a chance to talk to these faithful that travel with these North Unites. A lot of parents, a lot of faculty from Northview, but we're going to give the fans a chance to give a little feedback on this season, as we hope it's not the end. You never do, but you never know when it goes to sectionals. You know, that's the last game, or if that's the first to the next last game.
That's right. That's what makes Indiana high school athletics so fun, is the single elimination deal. But the also cool thing is everybody gets a chance. I know there's some states that you have to be, you know, you have to have a certain record to make the playoffs. But I think that's really awesome that in Indiana you can have an 0 and whatever record and still get a chance. And I know of teams on the baseball side of things, they literally never won a game during the regular season.
And can go deep.
And then won the sectional. And it's just amazing.
Yep.
And it's cool to get that opportunity. And I'm excited for next week. It's going to be fun.
I've never been a big fan of class anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love the David versus Goliath.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they do have a great system where they let everybody have the chance. So here we go to kick off. 12 minutes on the clock, and the kick from Thomas is up. And it's a good one. It's going to be fielded at the 10, the 15, the 20. Slips, falls down. Nothing there. Mets wraps him up. And it's going to be a flag late. And Gorm with the return. But we got a flag. The ball was spotted at the 20, holding against Indian Creek. That's going to put the ball on the 10-yard line, and that's good for the Knights, as that's going to give 90-yard field for Indian Creek, as they deferred from the kick and got the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, got to capitalize right here. The Dynamite defense do.
So coming in to take the spot of Elias Gordon is number 34, and that's Noah Miner. He'll be your left defensive end right beside the big man, the bus, Bowen Bussing. Let's see what Noah can do, filling big shoes. Ike Torbert and Bussing switch. Now they slide back over, and Purcell hands it off up the middle to Fruits, and a tackle by Ike Torbert. Fruits picks up a half a yard. We'll give him plus one for Fruits, and it's going to make it second down and 9. No huddle offense here, or a quarter huddle. The line and the quarterback and the running back go to the huddle. The receivers stay outside, and then Purcell barks out the play. Purcell takes the snap. He's going to he fakes a handoff and runs it right up the middle, and he's tackled by Zach Calandrilla and Braxton Sampson. That's what we did in the first possession, and let's get it again, Knights defense. They got that 15-minute wind break.
Yep.
And we got a little fuel back in there. That's where I wish we had a couple either underclassmen or a couple other players that could sub in and give us a few breaks on this defensive side.
Yep.
So here we go, 3rd and 10. Purcell barks out orders, resets, goes up to the line, changes things around. He's going to pass this, I'm sure. 3rd and 10 from the 10. Purcell takes the snap. He fakes it. No, he hands it off to Fruits. Fruits cuts up, and he's going to get a first down. Pickup of 12. Tackle by Parker Jordan.
Man, Fruits and Purcell are so deadly on the offensive side, man. The Braves have to be licking their chops to have two guys like that, because they're doing an awesome job.
Parker Jordan with the touchdown-saving tackle there for the Knights. And Bowen Bussing just out there, you see, he's doing everything he can to get air in between these plays.
Yep.
Shifts on for Ike Torbert and Bussing. They're going to read option up the middle, and there he goes, Fruits. Breaks one loose. He's at the 40, the 45, 50. Stops, drops, and he gets Briler Metz to fall down, and that's going to be a touchdown. Touchdown, Fruits. No flags. That's going to be a 78-yard touchdown run by Fruits this time. So on the Great Dane scoreboard, 24 for the Braves, 14 for your Knights, and we trail by 10. And this time they're going to kick the field goal. Make it 11-point game. We had them 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
And give up the big play. So here we go. Avery Schaub to kick for one. Purcell's the holder, the snap, the hold, the kick. It's up, and it's good on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Braves 25, Knights 14. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
The leaves are falling and so are the prices at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Silverados up to $11,000 off. And backed by popular demand, sign and drive leases with zero money out of your pocket. Chevy Traxes are as low as $199 per month. Buick Encores, $179 per month. Chevy Colorado Crew Cabs as low as $247 per month. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
And Rashab kicks off for the Knights, and Zach Brown's got it. He breaks a tackle. He's up to the 40, the 45, 50. He's pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Nice return by Zach Brown, and the Knights are going to have the ball on their side. With, where is it? 45? At the 45-yard line.
Great return there by the man, the myth, the legend, Zach Brown.
So Indian Creek, the Knights had Indian Creek forced third and 10, and Fruits runs it 78 yards for a touchdown. With 9:48 to go here in the third. So let's see. And Noah Miner's going to play. He's going to be on the offense, tight end for the Knights again. So Keegan Garrison's going to snap, keep it himself, cut up, going to pick up two. Stopped by a whole host of Braves. Plus two for Garrison. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. We're hiring. Apply now. Morris Manufacturing located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of our community. Knights break the huddle. Second down and 8. Two receivers, one left, one right. Allen in the backfield. Allen and Bradford pass out to Josh Wright's caught. Oh, and it's got to be a face mask. Tackled him by his head. No call. Josh Wright picks up 4.
Good job by Wright, though, to hang on to it. It kind of bobbled in his hands there for a second. He regrouped. Good job right there. Good little gainage there for the Knights.
So it makes it 3rd down and 4. So here we go. Knights break the huddle. Two receivers to the left. And Jonathan Bradford comes in for Elias Gordon on offense. Let's see what Jonathan can do as he's in the slot. He goes out for the pass, and he's wide open. Throws it out to Corbin Allen. Allen's going to bust ahead. He's going to break a tackle. He's going to get up to the 30-yard line, and that's going to be a Knights first down.
There we go. Good to see it rolling in the good direction here. Finally, again, for the Knights. See if we can capitalize on that. We got to start chipping away.
Corbin Allen with the plus 10 on the pass, and that's two passes in a row for Keegan Garrison, and it's 1st and 10 for the Knights. Jonathan Bradford was wide open as nobody's seen him slide out of the backfield. He's a lot smaller than Elias is. Nobody picked him up. I hope the coaches up above seen that as well. Bradford in the slot. You got Zach Brown to the near side and Wright to the far side. And it's going to be a screen again to Allen, and he overthrows him. Overthrows him. That was a screen set up. It was played well by the Braves as number 33 was in on the – Wyatt Snyder was in on coverage for the Braves, so it makes it 2nd and 10.
Yep.
So what do we got here? Knights are huddled up. What do you think, Jacob? You think they're going to run it? Corbin looked a little shaken there.
I don't know. I mean, really the pass is what's been working for us when we actually score, and I don't know. Let's see if we can do another dime piece to Zach Brown this time in the end zone.
Zach Brown on the near side. Josh Wright lined up as tight end. It's going to be a counter to Corbin Allen. He cuts it up. He's at the 30, the 25, on his feet, and falls forward to about the 23. So that's going to be a pickup of 6. They're going to mark him down at the 24-yard line, plus 6 for Allen.
That works, too.
So it's 3rd and 4. I thought they would give him a chance because he got up a little slow and shaking there, but no rest for the Wiccan, and Corbin don't need it. He's a bowling ball. Kingpin.
That's right.
Here we go. Two receivers toward us on the near side. That's Josh Wright and Zach Brown. Keegan Garrison's going to keep it himself. Nice block by Allen. He's going to be hit short. Tackled by number 46. That was Tyler Ross. He's going to pick up 2, so it's plus 2 for Garrison, and that's going to make it fourth down and 2. And the Knights need the first down here. Here we go. 6:40, and the clock's rolling in the third period. The Knights trail 25-14.
This is a big play right here.
Big play.
Plenty of time left, but by God, this would give some good momentum. Both ways. It could give a lot of momentum to Indian Creek with a stop, and it could give a lot of momentum to Northview with another possibility to score here.
And it's going to be a handoff to Allen. Left side, he's going to get the first down. Maybe a touchdown. He breaks it back to the middle, and he's tackled at the 7-yard line. Corbin Allen picks up 14 yards. Corbin Allen does what he does best. Finds the gap, explodes through it, and then starts spinning.
Yes, sir. Works out. First down, Northview. Let's see if we can't capitalize here.
First and goal from the 7. We got 4 attempts here to get 7 on that scoreboard. Let's get it done right now. Josh Wright and Zach Brown to the near side. Bradford lined up as tight end to the left side. In the backfield's Corbin Allen. Snapping the handoff to Allen. Allen bounces inside. He's going to be hit at about the 5. He's going to pick up 2 for Corbin. And it's going to be 2nd and goal from the 5. 2nd and 5. Let's see what Coach Rates has got drawn up here. Well, actually, it wouldn't be Coach Rates. It'd be Coach Sabo. Coach John Sabo calls it from the top of the booth. I'm sure there's a lot of talking and stuff going on, but
oh, yeah.
So here we go. Noah Miner on the left side is tied in. The backfield's Bradford and Corbin Allen. Rolls out the pass. Garrison, he throws it. Just dropped right through the hands of Zach Brown. Incomplete pass.
Had him there, too. Had a little bit of light.
Yep.
Just barely misses it.
He threw it right to the corner, and Zach cut back for it, but it was just the ball was there a split second too soon. So it's 3rd and goal from the 5. Give it to Corbin.
Yeah, let Corbin go to work here. Let him do his thing. He started out the second half hot, knock on wood. Let's see if he can get in the end zone.
Bradford in the slot, and he goes in motion. Let's give it to Corbin, and let's get 6 here. They do. Left side, Corbin Allen. Touchdown, Northview. Corbin Allen drawn up nicely. 5-yard touchdown run for 4-quarter Corbin. And that's what we needed right there, Jacob.
Yes, sir. Right on cue.
But we've got to stop Fruits and Purcell's running game on the defensive side.
That's right.
So at 4:58 to go in the third, the Knights put 6 up. And we're gonna go for 2. Gonna go for 2, trailing 25-20. Nothing to lose here. Nothing to lose. That'll give us a chance for Thomas field goal to tie if need be.
I like the idea.
Double tight end set. 2 receivers right, and Corbin Allen's going to run it in. Let's hope. Nope. It's going to be a pass, and it's caught. And that's a conversion is good. That is Noah Miner picking up the plus 2. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 22, the Braves 25. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Knights football on WAMB.
great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Stephen Thomas kicks it off. It's an onside kick for the Knights, and it's recovered by the Braves, Indian Creek Braves, at the 45. A little early, I thought, there for an onside attempt, but, you know, you never know when you can catch them off. So Indian Creek will have it at the 45-yard line, and let's stop Purcell and Fruits right here, three and out, and let's get the ball back.
Sounds like a plan.
So no changes here on the defensive side for the Knights. Here we go. First and 10 from the 45. Indian Creek short a player. He sneaks out over here from the sideline. His helmet's unsnapped. Snap, and it's going to be Purcell keeping it up the middle, and he ain't going anywhere. He's going to go right into the hands of number 24, and that's Ike Torbert. The sophomore Torbert wrapped him up that time, didn't let him slide away.
Great job right there by the Dynamite defense. The points from here on out, you got to, I mean, do a good job here first, second, third down, but you got to stop them on third down. You got to stop them on third down here. Let's see if we can do it once we get to that point.
Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Second down and 10. Purcell in the shotgun, Fruits to his left. Read option, and he hands it off to Fruits. Right side, he breaks the tackle. He's still on his feet to 40, the 35 to the 30. That's going to be a first down, Braves. He steps out at the 33-yard line. So a pickup there of 22. Fruits with a 22-yard carry on the read option. Nobody stayed home to keep him. U.S. Lawns, located 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Brazil. Tonight's player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Looking for insurance? Give Chad a call. Purcell takes a snap. This time he keeps it himself left side. Sprints out to the outside, and he breaks the tackle and gets pushed out of bounds by 29. That's Bradford. Jonathan Bradford. Jonathan Bradford pushes him out of bounds, and that's going to be a pickup of 8 for Purcell.
Purcell is an absolute man out there. I tell you, he is something else.
For him to be puking in the first quarter, he's sure recovered quickly.
Yeah, he's a monster. He's fighting out there. Got to respect it.
So he takes a snap, and he hands it off this time to Fruits up the middle, and Fruits bust ahead where he's tackled by Corbin Allen, but it's going to be a pickup of 10, and that's a first down for the Braves. We've got to stop this running game.
Yep.
3:30 to go in the third period. Been a long third period.
It has.
First half went rather quickly until the ejections all started.
Yeah.
We've seen about 5 penalties there at the end of the second period, all against the Knights. Low snaps going to be kept by Purcell. He breaks it to the left, breaks another tackle on his feet, up to the 5, touchdown. Purcell runs it in 13 yards. Purcell can't be stopped by the Knights, and it's a Braves touchdown. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Braves 31, the Knights 22, and they're going to kick for 1. It's going to be a 15-round bout.
Oh, yeah.
So So coming on is Avery Schaub for the PAT for Indian Creek. Purcell's your holder. We need a block here or a bad snap. Snap, the hold, the kick, and it's good. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Braves 32, Knights 22. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Indian Creek. Bradford with the return for the Knights. He's going to get it up to the 40-yard line where he's tackled by a host of Indian Creek Braves. That drive was a 55-yard, five-play drive for Indian Creek as Purcell runs at 13 yards for the touchdown. So the Knights are going to have the ball first and 10 from the 40, Jacob.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this has just been a teeter-totter of a matchup. And, you know, after we got off to the quick 14-0 lead, it was looking good. But after Purcell and company proved that they could score too, we just it's been tough. It's been tough to stop them.
Here we go. Knights, Keegan Garrison and Corbin Allen in the backfield. Double tight end set, two receivers to the far side. Bradford as a tight end to take over for Gordon, and Garrison keeps it on the ground. Runs out to about the 45, falls ahead to the 46, and that's a plus six for Garrison. Keegan Garrison with nice blocking there by Corbin Allen and Bowen Bussing. Here we go, second down and four. Second down and four. This is where the Knights are dangerous with that little short pass across the flat or the screen out to Corbin Allen. Yep. We've seen the Wildcat one time, and it didn't fool Indian Creek at all.
Nope.
Here we go. Right and Bradford to the near side. Hand off on the counter to Allen. Allen bust ahead. He's going to pick up to the 50. Falls ahead to about the 40. They give him the 46.
Hey.
So a pickup of 10 for Allen, and that's going to be a first down.
Great job by the junior to keep on trucking along.
So Corbin Allen picks up 10 more for his stats. And it's first and 10 Knights, 1:54 to go in the third period on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's trail 32-22. Let's get seven of it back here in the third and get seven back in the fourth and win this thing and go home WIC champion. We need the momentum for next week against Jasper. False start again. Knights with another false start, and that's Noah Miner. Minus five on a penalty. Noah Miner did that on the first possession.
But, hey, then he made up for it with a touchdown.
Yep.
So let's see if we can
repeat
history here.
He had a 40-yard touchdown after his last one. So here we go.
Might just be all part of the plan.
Yep. Throw it deep, young man. Throw it deep, first and 15. Ball's now on the 49. If you're listening at home, this has been a great one. If you're here in the stands, I'm sorry you're cold.
Yeah.
You should have stayed home and listened to WAMB radio. Here we go. Garrison's going to throw it deep. And it's going to be caught. Oh, he drops it. Drops it as he comes down. Incomplete pass. One guy's calling it complete. The back judge called it a complete pass, and it was waved off by the sidelines.
This is going to be interesting.
They just walked it back. So incomplete pass intended for. That was intended for Bradford. It was incomplete. And that'll make it second down and 15. Bradford come in and filling in for Elias Gordon, who was ejected in the second quarter. Garrison drops back to pass again. This time he throws it out in the flat to Bradford. He catches it to 50. The 45 falls ahead to the 41-yard line. And that's going to be no penalty here, so plus 11.
Nice job there by Bradford. The old barrel roll, but keeping it in bounds and getting some extra yardage out of that.
Bradford, he caught the first one there on second down and fumbled it, but they called it incomplete, and he redeemed himself here.
Yes, he did.
Here we go, third and five, just under a minute, and the clock's running. So you got Zach Brown to the near side, double tight end set, Josh right to the far side. Garrison's going to throw it again. Throws it across the middle, and it's incomplete to Josh Wright. Incomplete to Josh Wright, number eight. Fourth down and five.
King Garrison's pass incomplete. It's number eight, Josh Wright. Fourth down.
So what do you think, Jacob? What are they going to do here? Is Corbin going to get it on the ground?
I don't know. I think first and foremost, you might try to get the Braves to jump off sides, maybe on a hard count. But as far as the play call, I'd say just let Corb go to work. He's been hot the second half so far. Let's see if he can do it.
Well, in for Zach Brown is Bryler Metz, so I look for him to throw it. Miner to the right side, tight end set, and Garrison's going to roll around his left, and he's going to throw it to Metz, and he missed communication. Metz cut back in, and he overthrows. It's incomplete, and the Knights are going to turn it over on downs.
Looks like they were definitely not on the same page.
Nope, Metz
Coach
came in
Rates,
from the sidelines.
Yeah, Coach Rates threw his clipboard over there. That was not the play call.
Nope. Somebody messed that one there. He threw it to the 20, and Metz ran a slant with a curl, and Keegan threw the slant.
I'm interested to know what it should have been. Yeah. I'm curious.
So it's first and 10 from the 41 for Indian Creek. 35.2 to go in the third. Purcell in the shotgun. Read option again. He hands it off to Fruits, and he's tackled by Sampson on the blitz. Sampson and Bowen Bussing. Sampson stops him at the line of scrimmage, plus zero. So that's going to take us to the end of the first period. On the Great Dane, or the third period, on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights trail 32-22. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
The leaves are falling and so are the prices at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Silverados up to $11,000 off. And backed by popular demand, sign and drive leases with zero money out of your pocket. Chevy Traxes are as low as $199 per month. Buick Encore's $179 per month. Chevy Colorado Crew Cabs as low as $247 per month. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Trafalgar, Indiana. The Indian Creek Braves lead this one 32-22 to start the fourth period in the final period. The Knights trailing by 10 at second down and 10. The ball is spotted on the 41. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. Jacob, it's going to be now or never for the Knights. We got to get a stop here. Purcell in the shotgun. Read option, he's going to hand it off to Fruits up the middle. He's going to pick up six. tackled by Parker Jordan.
Connor Cruz with the carry, brought down by number 50, Parker Jordan.
And that's going to be a plus six for Fruits.
Yeah, right here. This is an absolute crucial time to get a stop for Northview. If you let Indian Creek score, I know there's 11 minutes left, but it's a floodgate is what it is. When you got Purcell and then you got Fruits, we got to get a stop. If this becomes more than a two-touchdown deficit, it's going to be tough to come back with how explosive Indian Creek's offense is.
Corbin Allen shaking up on the play. He's still out there, but he's dizzy. Hand off to Fruits again, and he's tackled by Zach Calandrilla for a three-yard loss.
The Zach attack.
Minus three for Fruits. And it's fourth down. They're going to go for it. Nope. Here comes the kicker. Here comes the kicker. And off comes Purcell, and they're going to kick it away. 10:55 to go in the game. It's fourth down and five. Ball's on a 46, and Allen's back at the 30. And Corbin Allen just not himself. Still rubbing his chin, rubbing his neck.
Yeah.
Let's see him break one off here.
I'd be fine with that. Come on, four.
How about a bad snap? Come on, Northview. And it snaps up and a kick, and it's short. That's going to go out of bounds. That's going to go out of bounds. Let's see where they're going to spot it. It should be up about the 45. It goes to the 42. The ball hit the 40 marker. So they punt. Northview will have it at the 42. Here we go.
Biggest possession of the game right here. This is gonna give you momentum, or it's gonna kill all possibility of momentum. Let's see here. Great job defensively. So let's capitalize it with some offense.
Keegan Garrison and Dylan Zinko come from the sidelines. Nine players playing both sides of the ball. Knights are gassed here in the fourth, but let's see what we can do. Deep down, let's fight, let's win. Garrison drops back to pass, throws it out to right. Off his hands, incomplete. Incomplete to Josh Wright, and that's going to make it second and 10.
Shouldn't have had the popcorn.
What'd I say the temperature was earlier? 56 degrees?
I had it at 58 at game time.
58
I know you had
game
said something
time?
About your phone said 63, but by God, I'm sure it's probably less than that now.
Well, it's 47 by the National Weather Service.
Well, hey, this time next week, 47 feel great. Trust me, I guarantee it.
Well, it's going to be misdirection, but Keegan Garrison's going to keep it himself, and he's going to scramble ahead, and he's going to pick up about six. Misplay there by the Knights.
Keegan Garrison on the option. Brought down by War Party Brave.
So it's going to make it third and four. Back home, it's 49. And today, looking at tomorrow's low of 46, but next weekend, it's going to be down chilly.
Yes,
Jasper,
it's
calling for 34 degrees. Hand off to Allen. Allen hitting the backfield. Nothing there. He stopped for a loss. Minus one for Corbin. That's going to make it fourth and five. Knights got to go for it.
Yep.
Clock's at 9:24.
This play right here is going to separate the men from the boys. Let's
Can't
see.
Do it without our sponsors. I'd like to thank Lynn's Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in downtown Brazil. Darla Campbell, hometown realty in Brazil. Experience matters, hometown realty. Here we go. Garrison and Allen in the backfield. Garrison's your quarterback, two receivers left, double tight end set. Garrison's going to throw it. Throws it out, and it's caught by 34. He's going to get the first down. That's going to be Noah Miner. It's going to be a pickup of six. And that's going to be a first down.
That was huge.
Noah Miner. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number. You're our neighbor. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Tonight's player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. You need an insurance quote? Give Chad a call, 812-208-3244. That's Chad Schottmeyer. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Knights break the huddle, double tight end set. In motion, Zach Brown. Garrison has shotgun. He fakes a handoff to Corbin Allen. He's going to throw it deep. He's got Bradford wide open, and he catches it at the 15-yard line. 32-yard pitch and catch.
Jonathan Bradford with arguably the biggest play of the game. Not because of anything special like a touchdown, but by God, that gives you some momentum, and that's exactly what you need right here if you're Northview. What a play.
Elias Gordon, if you're tuning in late, was ejected in the second period, and Jonathan Bradford's come into the game and took his shoes, and he's running with them. What a catch by Bradford. He was covered tightly by the Indian Creek Braves. Double tight end set. Josh Wright to the far side. Zach Brown in motion. Garrison's going to keep it. Corbin Allen lead blocker, nothing there. Nice defensive stand by the Braves. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, plus zero for Garrison. Tackle by 33, Wyatt Snyder for Indian Creek. And that's going to make it second and 10. Ball's on the 14-yard line. We can get a first down, Jacob.
Yes, we can.
But we need to get this quickly because we're down by two scores.
Yep, running out of time.
So here we go. Same set. Bradford to the left tight set. Miner to the right. In motion, Zach Brown. Left to right. It's going to be a pass. He's going to roll out, and he throws it. And it's caught. It's caught at the sticks or not. I don't see any incomplete pass.
Oh.
It was intended for Josh Wright, and it's out of bounds and incomplete. Clock stops. So it's third and 10. Let Corbin get us five here.
Let's do it.
Give it to the Corb. Fourth quarter, Corbin. Put it in the back of your horse. Give the Clydesdale the ball and let him run with it. Bradford goes in the slot. Now he's in motion. Fakes the handoff to Allen. Throws it deep for Bradford. Touchdown, Northview.
Yes, sir.
Jonathan Bradford, 15-yard pass. And the Knights put up six. Bradford, big catch. Way to conserve that ball and take it to the floor.
Wow. I know a lot of people were probably thinking, oh, with Elias out, we're not going to be able to do this.
And we're a team.
Jonathan Bradford says, hold my Gatorade. Let me show you something. What a play.
7 minutes to go in the game. The Knights on the Great Dane scoreboard, 28. And Stephen Thomas comes on to make it 29. Whites hold the kick. It's blocked. It was a bad snap, and that can be huge because now we need four.
Oh, man.
Bad snap. Elias Gordon's our long snapper, and he goes out, so we have to make some changes. I didn't even see who your long snapper was there, but here we go. U.S. Lawns located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Our in-game sponsors tonight, Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. You get a chance, stop in and see Debbie Butler at York Automotive. For Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on both sides of Highway 40, just west of Brazil, it's York Automotive. We're not number one, you are. If you need a new or used car, stop in and see York Automotive. Here we go. 7 minutes to go. The Knights are kicking off. Stephen Thomas to kick. The ball's on the 40, and they're respecting him standing on the 5. I don't see us going for an onside here because we need to pin them deep because their offense, we haven't had an answer for this running game.
Yep.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil. We're hiring. Stop by Morris Manufacturing at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Fill out an application. Start a new career at Morris Manufacturing. PDF Process Development Fabrication, headquartered in Brazil. Proud to be a part of this community. Kenny Maurer and the clan, the gang there, do a great job. Sydney, the granddaughter, will be out and about here with Lady Knights basketball. It's a little squib kick, and it's going to be fielded at about the 17-yard line. keeps it inside the numbers, drags it out to about the 33-yard line where he's brought down by Dylan White. Gorman with the return and Dylan White with the tackle. So it's going to be first and 10, and the ball's going to be on the 33 for Indian Creek, and the Knights have got to get a stop here, Mr. Harden.
Yes, sir. Get a stop and let's score and get the lead and win this WIC championship.
If you own a restaurant, you need to come on board for the rest of this football season and basketball season. We need advertisers. Stop in the news station 111 and sign up. Talk to Dave Crooks. Bad snap. And Purcell's going to pick it up and scramble ahead. Almost lost the football, and he's still going to pick up six. Purcell with a plus six. Want to reach more customers? Contact DLC Media. We have five Terre Haute area radio stations with thousands of listeners who can spend money at your business. Call 812-420-2518 or visit our radio center at 111 West National Avenue in Brazil. Like us on Facebook. Bookmark our website. You can stream us anywhere at WAMBradio.com. 6:15 to go in the game on a Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's trail by four. Purcell's in the shotgun. It's going to be a read option. He hands it off to Fruits. Fruits going to battle up to the 40 where he's hit by a host of Knights. That's going to make it third and five.
Here we go. Defensive play of the game right here. Can we stop him on third down? Third and five. It's been proven to be perfectly manageable from Purcell and company, but can the Dynamite defense come up clutch in the WIC championship game? Here in Trafalgar, Indiana.
34 miles south of the airport in Indianapolis. That's how we found it. We went east and went south. Purcell's going to keep it up the middle himself, and he's going to be stopped short. He's going to be stopped short as Braxton Sampson makes a big tackle. That's going to make it fourth down and inches. Officials timeout, they're going to measure it, and they give them a great spot.
Tackle by number 42, Braxton Sampson.
And it's fourth down. No measurement, they just give them the ball's at the 43. Very courteous on the spot.
Wow. Well, hey, like we talked about coming into the break, coming into halftime, you got to handle and overcome adversity.
Yep.
And there's nothing you can do about that other than just make the next play. So let's see if Northview can do so.
Nice stop there by Braxton Sampson. Haven't called his number enough tonight. Maybe the guy can get a big tackle and force a fumble. Here we go. Purcell's going to hand it off to Fruits into the middle, and he's tackled by a host of Knights. Led by 42, Braxton Sampson in the bus, Bowen Bussin.
There we go.
And Zach Calandrilla. All three of the big fellas in there.
Yeah, we can't really say that we want Braxton to have a pick six because, by God, I think they've only thrown it like one or two or three times. It's really not that. I mean, but
well,
hey,
they're not going to throw it. They're not going to throw it with the lead and the clock on their side.
Exactly.
They only got a 4-point lead, so they're going to run this clock all the way down and take a timeout. Nope. Yep. They called a play clock's at 10. Let's see. So Purcell in the shotgun, Fruits to his right. And it's going to be a read option, and it's a tackle for a loss by Ike Torbert. Ike Torbert with a big tackle on third down.
What a play.
Nice play by Ike Torbert.
What a play by the sophomore, biggest play of his career by far.
Minus five for Fruits.
Now's where you got to come up big.
So this is third down.
And like you said, Indian Creek, clock is in their favor. They're just letting it tick away.
Yep. We got all three timeouts, as do the Braves, if they should need them, but I don't see them taking any.
It's going to come down to a chess game here between coaches.
And we got a timeout. Just as I said that, they call timeout. The Braves take one. We'll take one as well on a Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights trail 32-28. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
Houston Yankees.
Whether buying or selling property, Darla Campbell at Hometown Realty is the one to call. Darla Campbell has over 40 years of real estate experience throughout the Wabash Valley. Darla Campbell can make your transaction positive and productive. Call Darla at 812-239-0150 or visit your hometownbrokers.com to see what properties are available. Contact Darla to discuss selling your home or property. Either way, Darla Campbell is here to help. 812-239-0150 or visit your hometownbrokers.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back as Indian Creek's Purcell just throws the ball 27 yards down the field and 10 yards after the catch, and that's going to be an Indian Creek first down. Jacob, not what we wanted to see. I don't think anybody expected them to pass the ball, but they get it to the 40-yard line, and they got it first down and 10, and its clock's going to run down. The Knights are either going to have to call some timeouts or get some stops here.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts. But, hey, you got 3 minutes to work with. Let's get it done. Let's find a way. Got to find a way here.
So it's first and 10 from the 40. That was the chance for Dylan White to make a pick six, and it threw it right over him. Purcell's going to keep it himself. Run up the middle. Nothing there. The bus, Bowen busing. 55 tackles him at the line of scrimmage. Ike Torbert rolled in there, and Bussing got down on top of him, too. And Ike's just a little fellow when Bussing's down there.
Yeah, he is.
Timeout Knights. We'll keep it here. Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Proud to be a sponsor of Northview Athletics and our scoreboard sponsor tonight. 2:35 to go in the game. The Knights trail 32-28. The Braves have it second and 10 from the 40. Jacob, we got a couple new sponsors this week for this game. Next week, Darla Campbell, Hometown Realty in Brazil. Experience matters. Hometown Realty, looking to buy or sell? Give Darla Campbell a call. Lens Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in downtown Brazil. Located in Brazil, a staple of the home community. Been there for a long time. Right across the street from the radio station. Listen tonight and every Friday and Saturday from 9:30 to midnight for Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell. That's Coach Bob Lovell. It's all about Indiana High School, College, and Pro Sports. It's only on WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. Well, after the timeout, no changes for the Knights defense. Purcell in the shotgun. He's got Fruits to his right. It's going to be a read option. Flag. It's going to be a false start. False start as the quarterback stepped into the ball before it was snapped.
That could be huge.
And that's going to make it second down and 15. You don't see the quarterback with a false start much, but he jumped the snap.
That could be huge. Come on, Knights.
So here we go. Should be 2:35 on the play clock. Here we go. Second and 15. Purcell, shotgun, Fruits to his left this time. Now he switches over to the right, and Purcell's going to change the play at the line of scrimmage. Snap, Purcell's going to read, keep it, out, bounces it outside. Ike Torbert tackles him, but he rides him all the way down to the 25-yard line, and that's a first down. And that's going to be huge as Ike Torbert had him in the backfield and just couldn't keep a hold of him. You can't take anything away from Roman Purcell. The kid is absolutely dynamite running here against our dynamite defense with the speed and the agility of this young man.
Yeah, he's just so good. He pivots right, left. He just puts people on their butts, crossing them and breaking their ankles, and it doesn't matter how good a coverage you have. He's going to get by it. You got to tip your cap to the kid because he is a monster, and he's going to go off eventually to make a college pretty darn happy because the kid can play.
Yep. West Point, I think they said. So here we go. Clock runs 1:50. 8 seconds on the play clock. No hurry here for the Braves. Purcell gets the snap, hands it off to Fruits. Fruits up the middle, tackled by Sampson. Gains three. Going to be a timeout Northview. Knights have got to stop the clock. 1:39 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Fruits picks up three. Well, tonight's player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. If you're insurance needing an insurance or just want a quote, maybe save some money, give Chad a call. 812-208-3244. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're Timeless 1130 WAMB. Want to reach more customers? Contact DLC Media. We have five Terre Haute area radio stations with thousands of listeners who can spend money at your business. Call 812-420-2518 or visit our radio center at 111 West National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Jacob, next week we'll be on the air with the tailgate special at 7 p.m. from Jasper, Indiana. We'll do a 7 to 7:20 tailgate and a 7:40 to 8 o'clock pregame with an 8 o'clock tip-off. If you can't make the drive, stay home and listen to WAMBradio.com or 106.9, 99.5, or on the AM side, 1130. Here we go. Hand off up the middle. Fruits breaks the tackle, gets up to the 9-yard line, and he saves the touchdowns. Dylan White, but that's going to do it. The Knights with only one timeout. First and goal for the Braves, and we can't stop the clock, but it's going to run down to the one-minute mark. The Knights with one timeout, but you got to save that to set something up here.
Yep. Now is definitely when it's going to become a chess match between coaches here.
Well, now you just, I mean, all they got to do, I mean, they got four downs. We can only stop the clock once.
Yep.
So.
See, when Raid selects to do that, that's the
victory formation, and this one's over. So here we go. Takes a snap, and he takes a knee. Roman Purcell has had an outstanding night running the football, as has his sidekick, Connor Fruit. And that's going to do it from Indian Creek as the clock's going to run down. We're going to have to make one more play. They're going to have to take one more knee, Jacob. But looking back through these stats, the Knights had every opportunity. We just could not stop this high-powered running game of the Indian Creek Braves.
Yeah. You got to give them props. They're a darn good team, but I know Northview didn't come in here to just almost get it. They wanted to win. They didn't care how good Indian Creek was. They knew how good they were, and it's going to sting, but they should use this as motivation for next week to come out and make a statement against Jasper.
15.4 seconds to go, and Indian Creek calls timeout. I don't understand calling timeout when you're icing the clock. They're not substituting, not taking anybody out of the game, so.
Yeah, I think Coach.
Just want to give him a little pep
Coach
talk.
Coach Cooper wanted to just kind of put the icing on the cake for him, make him realize that, hey, they're getting ready to be WIC champions.
All right, well, here comes Roman Purcell to the line of scrimmage to take a knee. And that's it from Indian Creek on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights fall 32-28. We'll be back with the postgame show and the player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. You've been listening to Northview Football on WAMB Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Your hometown pharmacy.
I always hear my mother and father talking about old-fashioned service and how the days of being treated special just don't happen anymore. Then I always say, what about Lynn's Pharmacy? More than just a friendly staff, Lynn's Pharmacy has trained, knowledgeable people. Old-fashioned service, the latest equipment and care, plus all the great treats that you can only get at the soda fountain at Lynn's. It's easy to be cutting edge, especially when you do it the old-fashioned way.
Here at Lynn's Pharmacy,
downtown Brazil.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Indian Creek High School. Your Indian Creek Braves are your WIC champions as they beat tonight's 32-28, led by a high-powered running game of Roman Purcell and 24 Connor Fruits. Those two put on a show tonight for the Northview Knights. The defense did everything they could. They held them down to 32 points. We had an opportunity to win this game, Jacob. We failed a couple times. Elias Gordon there, we had the touchdown going into halftime, and it was dropped when we had to, what should have been, could have been, would have been a penalty. You know, Coach Rate's not happy after this game. He bent the ear of the white hat official, told him, you know, what he thought. But we move on to next week. You know, we're the WIC Western champions, not the overall champs, but next week's what's important. We want to win this game, but now the focus is next week against the Jasper Wildcats.
Oh, yeah, this should light a fire in the rear end. This isn't what they wanted. This is always, I'm not going to lie, this is the goal for the team.
Yeah.
I hate to be that way. It just seems in years past, I'm just going to be honest, it seems nobody expects them to ever win the sectional, but this year is different. These past few years is different. They don't just want to win the WIC. They want to win the whole daggum thing. So this is going to get them fired up for next week. They're going to have a great week of practice, and they're going to come out, and they're going to do everything they can to beat Jasper and to move on. They want to win this sectional.
We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with the player of the game, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, Brazil. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have
an agent you can trust. Okay, we're coming back at you after this commercial break. This is the player of the game sponsor.
My focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions.
10 minutes before the sports talk, but I can play a couple of songs. No big deal.
Be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Your Northview Knights fall to the Indian Creek Braves 32-28 here tonight. Jacob, the player of the game tonight is going to be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. Who you got for tonight?
I'll tell you, man, there's a lot of guys that had great games. I know regardless of how great a game anybody had, I know they're all disappointed right now. You know, it stings. But somebody that really stood out to me, and we talked about this going into the second half, you got to overcome adversity. Elias Gordon gets taken out of the game doing an ejection, and you know what? You got to move on, and that's exactly what we did. So I think the player of the game tonight should go to Jonathan Bradford, who came in and filled the shoes of Elias Gordon. He did a great job, had a couple really big plays, including a touchdown reception, and I just love the heart that the kid showed. He came out, and he proved that he belonged in that position, and he did a great job.
Filling the shoes and being the player of the game tonight, your Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, is Jonathan Bradford. Want to give a big shout-out to all the faithful listeners. Next week, we'll be on the air at 7 p.m. for a tailgate special from 7 to 7:20. Then we'll have the pregame from 7:40 to 8 and the kickoff at 8 o'clock from Jasper, Indiana. Jacob, not exactly what we wanted. We wanted to drive home all-out WIC champs, but, hey, it was a good-fought game. We knew it was going to be a good one. I can't wait to see the stats from Corbin Allen for what he did tonight, passing by Keegan Garrison, because I've only got him for 3 incompletions.
Yep.
Nice night there for Keegan Garrison. Corbin Allen, you know, he did outstanding offensively and defensively, but what a show put on by Roman Purcell and Connor Fruits. Those two young men got a big career ahead of them, And we wish everybody the best of luck for Indian Creek as they travel to West Vigo next week to take on West Vigo. And we hit the road for Jasper. Waiting on us will be the Wildcats. The Knights will look to bounce back and revenge this loss because now our focus is sectional championship.
That's right.
You've been listening to Northview Football on WAMB. Tonight, stay tuned because at 9:30, Coach Bob Lovell will bring you Indiana Sports Talk. Indiana Sports Talk's all about Indiana high school, college, and pro sports, and it's only on WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. For Dennis Porter back in the studio, for my counterpart, Jacob Harden, I'm Brad Wallace. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. Be careful on the drive home. Be careful on what you do tonight. Watch the deer. Watch the fuzzy tails as they were moving on the way here. They'll be moving on the way home. The Knights fall 34-28. Be careful driving home, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, God bless.
Okay, guys, have a safe trip home. Talk to you next Friday. WAMB.
This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the community. And by York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. On you are
1130 AM 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB Brazil Terre Haute.